Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Your super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. An emergency relief grant of up to $3,500 is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announcing today that high schools can move ahead with fall sports, most notably football. Those who've planned and wish to move to the spring can do so. The same order for the governor will allow family members and those close to the athletes involved to attend, but only them as decided by the schools. Ohio State's football program got a verbal commitment today from four-star athlete Deshaun McCullough from Kansas City. He is the son of former Miami University running back Dylan McCullough. The Cincinnati Reds scheduled game at Kansas City for today postponed. They'll play a doubleheader with the Royals tomorrow. Cleveland Indians, who've won three in a row, begin a series in Pittsburgh with the Pirates tonight. Carlos Carrasco pitching for the Indians. JT Brubaker will be on the mound for Pittsburgh. This update is brought to you by The Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit basementdoctor.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Time to take a dip in the pool of stupid. Yeah. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
So I have two thoughts on this scientist. Number one, were they at a party with like a group of people and they were like, I swear, guys, one time in the lab, I saw a frog eat a beetle and it crawled out of its butt.
I don't believe
and
you.
They're like, I don't believe that, Bill. Yeah, sure you saw that, Bill. And then this guy's like, for the next 12 years, I've been filming beetles and frogs. And finally, Eureka!
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot!
Leanna Ray on traffic.
You know I hate you guys, right?
And all the weird sounds the internet has ever made.
Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day.
The only one I've ever met that can handle my job.
Stuff flaps all over the place.
Does that make any sense to you?
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh.
Got to remember to turn my microphone on.
Had a little piece of poo coming out. A little nervous.
You think you did. I did, too. I was talking and nothing was happening. It was very bizarre.
Well, because Eva Bald Collin is producing the show today, and I had said to him just 5 minutes ago, did you check in with Bone? Is he there?
Yeah.
And he gave me the thumbs up and then gave me the middle finger.
Well,
and then I didn't hear you, and I'm like, oh, this is his revenge now. This is Eva Bald Collin's revenge on us all.
No, he was good. We checked in like 20 minutes before the show started, and I had checked in earlier in the day, too, to make sure everything was working. A little behind the scenes for you, because we have new shows on the air. We have new people who need equipment. So I actually, because I have some like actual audio equipment in my house, they switched out some of my stuff to give it to Anthony Schlegel. So now Schlegel has the thing I used to have where I can't turn my mic off or anything like that. And the stuff I have now, I can turn off my mic. I can fade it up and down. It's like having a little bit more control over what I'm doing on my end, which is nice until you forget to turn your microphone on when it's time to talk.
So Schlegel's using your old stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's got whatever I've
been
putting on.
He's attacking and dominating and That equipment has grown pubic hair now that it's actually gone over to Anthony Schlegel's house.
That's right. By the way, Morning Juice, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Fan. That is live. That is local. That is a morning show with Brandon Beam, Bobby Carpenter, and Big Papa Schlegel. So make sure you tune in.
I got up early this morning and listened to it.
Yeah, that's good. What'd you think? You were listening to it?
I'm a big fan. It's different than this show. That's the thing I love about this radio station, all right? There's something for everybody on this radio station. Morning Juice is much different than this show.
Yes.
But I enjoy the hell out of it. It's wacky. They're crazy. And then Beamer has to try and figure out how to rein those two big Brahma bulls in every single morning. And just hearing the plight of Beamer, trying to keep them on some sort of track and keep them on time, to me is the most entertaining thing about Morning Juice from a radio broadcaster perspective.
Well, the thing I really enjoy about that dynamic is that you've got Bobby Carpenter, the king of innuendo, and then you've got Anthony Schlegel, the king of accidental innuendo, and they're just slammed together. And I think that's a match made in heaven.
Schlegel
right there. It's a lot of
fun. Schlegel is so nervous about us cutting up his sound bites, which, by the way, dude, just embrace it. You're on every single morning for 3 hours. We're going to cut everything up and use it out of context. That's our welcome into the family. That means we love you.
Right. Exactly right. That's okay. And he had plenty of those moments. We used to do the post game show. I promise you, like, I have never probably in my life, despite everything I've tried to do in my career, we have never done more entertaining radio than when Schlegel was on post games after Buckeye wins, because he goes crazy. We would watch the games together. He'd be doing push-ups during the game when, like, the defense would make a play where it wasn't even like they gave up, like a big touchdown or a long run. It was just guy missed an assignment and it went for 5 yards instead of two. You know, like, Schlegel would be down, like, just doing push-ups because he was so pissed off that a linebacker missed a read. And
I'd be like somebody running up and just kicking me right in the sack. I'd be like, what did Sam Diggins just happen? Bam!
This was 2 hours after every game for like a whole year, and I loved it. It was great. Schlegel is perfect. So, yeah, man, listening to him talk anything football, it's a lot of fun.
I like watching dudes.
Me too. A big program today inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need coming up at 3:48. We have the Bone of Education, top of the 4 o'clock hour. What are we learning about today, Boner?
Well, we had Shark Week last week, and I thought I missed an opportunity because we were not on much last week to talk sharks. So I thought, let's talk about hammerhead sharks. You know anything about the hammerhead other than it has a hammerhead?
I mean, it has a weird-looking hammerhead, but no.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about what that is, why it is that way, where they are, all that stuff.
You're
going to
get
we'll do that.
6 minutes out of hammerhead sharks today?
Well, what do you want?
No, I thought we were doing Mark the Shark today and his history in the radio business.
Shark does have a very big history.
He does. That's right.
Yeah.
Bone of Education, top of the 4 o'clock hour. Rapid fire at 4:34. We were not on yesterday because of Jackets time. Jackets lose to Tampa. They are down 3-1 in the series. Game 5 is tomorrow at noon. We will be on tomorrow. What time tomorrow, I have no idea. It could be 3 o'clock, could be 3:15. If they go into overtimes, it could be later than that. But we will be here unless they go all the way to 6 o'clock. Right, and it's some weird double, triple overtime fiasco again. But it's do or die tomorrow, noon. Here's the thing, man. I have learned this season especially not to count out this hockey club. Looks like they're down in the dumps, and all of a sudden they find a way to, you know, rail off a couple victories or rise up in a hockey game where you thought they were dead. I should learn my lesson and not count this team out, but I won't, and I will count this team out. I think they're done. I think they're finished. I think they're exhausted, both mentally and physically. I don't think they're talented enough. When you're playing a team like the Tampa Bay Lightning, you need everything to go well. And the last two games in the first period, things have not gone well. Whether it's a 5-on-3 that you can't execute, or it's a goal that was disallowed yesterday, more thoughts on that in a second, but when you don't get those breaks or when you don't make those breaks, it's going to be hard to beat a team like the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think that they're done. They're spent. I look at Korpisalo, and while he was good yesterday, he looks like he's mentally exhausted. We make the joke that he always looks like he's on the verge of tears. He may actually be on the verge of tears because he's got to be just worn out from this entire thing.
I would be if I were him, because he's been pretty great this entire series. and yet he finds himself on the brink of elimination as the rest of this team does. And I do feel like I'll disagree with you a bit because I know what you're saying. They do look spent. They do look like it's going to be real tough to come back in this series. And we know they don't have the talent as far as top line scoring that Tampa brings. There's no doubt about that. But they beat Tampa last year with better scoring. I mean, they had Panarin, they had Duchesne.
Yeah, but significant skill players on the team last year.
They did. But what I'm saying is that team then still didn't progress much beyond that because of a problem that developed last year. It was here the year before. It has been here this year, although it got a little better in the regular season, and it's reared its ugly head again in the playoffs, and that is this team on the power play is trying to be inch perfect, and it is going to cost them this series because they cannot convert on power plays because they think they've got, if they pass it around long enough, they think that someone will turn into Alexander Ovechkin on this team. And I'm sorry, Alexander Ovechkin actually shoots the puck at the net from time to time on a power play. Like, you can't get the puck past the goaltender if you don't shoot. And it is maddening how many times we have watched this team pass it around when they get a chance on a power play and not be able to convert. This is, to me, an issue that could go away. It could go away very easily by just trying to take more attempts at shooting the puck towards the net. You're not a finesse team. You're not going to get the perfect look. So just slap it up there and see what happens.
And I don't know what it is, by the way. And you're exactly right. I don't know if it's the players on the ice sort of, you know, thinking they can make that perfect pass. If this is what is worked on in practice and this is what exactly what the coaching staff wants to see. But you're right. How often do we see in these hockey games? I think David Savard leads everybody in the bubble in block shots. Right? You shoot the puck, and here comes David Savard, and he puts his pee-pee right in front of the puck, and he's afraid of nothing. Not every shot needs to be on net. You can shoot the puck and make the Lightning players also dive in front of that damn puck, and hopefully, eventually, it starts to hurt, it starts to become fatiguing, and then you could take advantage.
Well, and you know what happens? If you get a power play late in the third period where you need a goal, maybe then, when you go to shoot the puck, maybe because you've already hit one of their players three or four times with the puck, he just hesitates for an instant.
Right,
because he's
exactly.
Sore, or he's tired, or he's sick of throwing his face in front of pucks all night, and maybe he doesn't get down quick enough, and this one glances off his skate instead of clunking off his skate. And when it glances off his skate, it goes towards the net, but not in a way that
was
expected.
How did they get the goal yesterday, right?
Yeah, right.
Shot on net, Cam's there to clean up the mess.
Yeah, he barely had anything to do with the goal,
right,
to be honest.
But he was like, there, right place, right time.
Yeah, this is for me where I am so frustrated watching that aspect of this team. Not everything else. They have been doing about as good as you could do in all or most of the other facets of the game. I don't think they've been bad defensively. I don't think they've been poor with getting the puck into the zone. I thought overall they played a pretty good game yesterday. I don't know why all of a sudden I have to like burp. I don't know what's going on there. But
maybe it was that rack of lamb that you ate before the show started. That's why you weren't there when I first said hello.
Two of them. I was just finishing off. I was sucking my fingers trying to get all the juices.
What's your prediction for tomorrow? Because here's my prediction. I think they either win the game or they lose by six goals. Because you're going to see Seth and Zach inch up in the offensive zone and take lots of chance. There's no tomorrow, right? So you're going to perhaps give up the odd man rush, but you have to get something in the offensive zone. And I can see Tampa either taking advantage of it if it doesn't work out for the Blue Jackets, or all of a sudden we see offense because everybody's inching up in that zone trying to make it happen.
Right. And I understand, too. It does sound like a very easy observation, and maybe it is, to just say shoot the puck more. But
doesn't mean it's the wrong one.
On the power play specifically, this team, I don't think, has established that they are good at setting up their shots and setting up plays to get guys open. Like, they have not shown that ability all year long. What they have shown the ability to do is find ways to capitalize on chaos. And like, the whole thing with Torts, safe as death, has been a mantra ever since he's been here. Why now are, not now, why is it on the power play specifically for this team over the years? Has it been, oh no, I wouldn't shoot that, I'm too close. I was in the car for a little bit of the game yesterday because I had to run some errands and didn't get home in time for the start. And I heard Bobby Mack talking about one of the power plays, And he was losing his mind. He's like, guys, I don't know, man. I don't know why you don't shoot the puck. Like, I don't know what they're thinking here. Why are you not attempting
Here's
a
what
shot?
They're thinking. I think they're thinking, because don't forget, for like a six-week period early last season, they had the best power play in the National Hockey League. That went away very quickly, and they had the worst power play in the National Hockey League the second half of the season. I think in their mind, they're still thinking that Artemi Panarin's on this team. And that if they just pass it around long enough, he's going to finish. He's not here. Yeah, you don't have that guy. You don't have, you have the ability to groom that guy. PLD can be that guy. Oliver Bjorkstrand can be that guy. That skill finish player. You don't have that guy on this team right now. I don't mean finish as in Jarmo finish. You know what I mean. To finish the job.
Or Swedish or Norwegian. We really don't care where they're from. Just score. Just finish the puck. That's right.
That guy's not on the team right now.
I know he's not. Man, but I'm telling you, dude, I have so many more thoughts on PLD because I love him as a player. He has blossomed. He is going to be a superstar in this league.
But
right now, today, he's not that guy.
Right.
And last night, there was a prime example of that. A prime example yesterday afternoon where you needed him to be the superstar, and he was not.
More Jackets conversation, plus the Big Ten football parents not going down without a fight. We'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slowdowns to watch out for on the roads right now. You're going to find some slow traffic on I-70 westbound between Miller and the 71 East split. Plan about a five-minute delay in that area. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts. Because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
This afternoon's Fan Traffic, brought to you by Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
Hurt in a car? Call KNR. Call 1-800-HURT-NOW and get the settlement you deserve.
When you finally get the whole family to the dinner table at the same time, money is probably the last thing on your mind. That's why Huntington offers 24-hour grace on overdrafts. You won't be immediately charged a fee if it happens, and you'll have more time to correct it. So you can focus on dinner, together, and silly inside jokes. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at huntington.com/grace.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand names number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to a down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP. MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. These from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. 3960 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for warranty details.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's playoff hockey on the Fan.
is Lightning Game 5.
Live coverage starts Wednesday at 11 a.m. with a face-off at noon.
Sponsored by your Columbus area Volkswagen dealers and Bobcat Enterprises.
Your home for the Jackets. The Fan.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to Mighty Size is just 99 cents.
Now that's a parking spot.
Introducing the I may have underestimated the size of my car policy with accident forgiveness from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com.
Optional policy features not included in base policies. Review policy for coverages and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months no-interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
Do you have foot pain? Did you know foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age, activities, or job? Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet based on their education, training, and experience. Your podiatrist can provide you with important foot care solutions like shoe inserts, so you're able to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association members are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing medical education and resources. Ask if your podiatrist is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association so you know you are being treated by the very best. After all, we've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Shop Lowe's and get Valspar's Dual Scrub and Stain Resistant Ultra Interior Paint Plus Primer, starting at just $24.98 a gallon every day. U.S. only.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Inside the NFL coming up at 3:48, all the news and notes you need.
Mike, we were talking earlier about yesterday's game with the Jackets. And
yeah.
I said there was a moment where we needed PLD to be... Jason Priestess and I were talking about this. We need him to be a dude. And he was, to put it in Schlegelism, he was so close to being a dude. He had that cross-ice pass from Gus. Gus Nyquist hit that pass to him. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Late in the third period, he's screaming down the right-hand side. He beats his defender. He's alone in on the goalie, and he takes his shot a little early, which is what I think is a good idea. You're pulling the trigger, make him not ready for it, and just pulled it wide of the net. Like, that's the play I'm talking about, where this Jackets team, that's where you can see the talent disparity between them and the Lightning. They aren't there yet where they have a guy who rings that up 9 times out of 10 or whatever he should ring it up.
No, I mean? And that is the difference. That is the difference. And I'm not saying the PLD can't be this guy, because I think he can. But that's the difference between a guy who gets an $80 million contract and a guy that's on a $15 million contract, is that little 2.5-inch window that they can hit more often than not. And I think PLD can be that guy. And John Tortorella thinks that PLD can be that guy because he rides his ass. And he rides his ass because he knows there's more in there. Let's face facts about Boone Jenner. That's not to say that Boone doesn't have positive attributes, and I enjoy the hell out of him sometimes. I do. Early in Boone Jenner's career, we thought he was going to be that guy. Now we've come to terms that he's not that guy. He's going to be just grinder, intense guy who picks up some sloppy goals here and there, but he's never going to be that guy who gets the extra 2.5 inches. It separates him from an elite scorer in this league. But you can't make up an entire roster full of Boone Jenners. You need to find that closer. You need to find those skill guys. That's what this team is on the hunt for right now. I don't know what Cam's injury situation is because they're not going to tell us. I can tell you he's not 100%. And I can also tell you that not playing on the same line with Artemi Panarin turns Cam into kind of an ordinary player. That's not a knock. That's reality.
Well, that's, yeah, I was going to say, not this injury notwithstanding, his injury all year has been lack of bread.
Like he, yeah, you're right.
If he had been on a line with Panarin this year, he probably is closer to the guy that could score 40 goals. But when he's not on that line, he's got to figure out a way to create that offense himself. And he is a talented player. No one denies this. We all love Cam. But we also have to be real about what he can do. And so far, yes, he's been hurt. That should be noted here that what you're seeing now in this playoffs is a little different scenario. But all year long, he's not been the Cam that we had all hoped for. And I think that it bears mention. I remember Rimmer brought it up in our broadcast. Like that. This is something that has been noticeable. The lack of Panarin paired with him has made him look a little more mortal this year. So we are still waiting for this team to get those young guys. Dude, for all we know, Foodie could be that guy eventually. Texier could be that guy.
I was going to say, yes, he could be that guy.
The good news is this team is loaded with young talent that will continue to develop. But you're right, and I don't think it's going to be the case for those guys. We all can remember, or many Jackets fans can remember, when some of the young guys that are now the old guys were getting that praise put on them. And you cannot have the veterans like Foligno taking a bad penalty at the end of a game. You cannot have, you know, guys being in the box like Foligno was. I hate to keep singling him out. In that overtime where the goal gets scored, he took that penalty. I mean, these are the things that are frustrating as Jackets fans to see. So I want to believe that that guy that can take over a game is on this team. He may be, and it very well could be PLD. He's just not there yet.
Who leads a team in shots during this series? I don't know the answer to this, but I can tell you just watching that it's probably Riley Nash. And dude, and he's not that guy, but it seems like he's always in the action. We know that. And even though the goal scoring has been a disappointment since he's gotten here, he seems to be the only guy that seems to get puck and shoot puck.
Right. Well, this is where it leads to a whole other conversation, which we can table for now, have it another day. But the discussion's going to be had this offseason. What do you do with your two goaltenders? Because you can surely get something. I'm not saying you can get a Panarin player. You can't. But you can get something. Or you might be able to get something someone else wants and flip that into the guy you're looking for. I don't know, but you can't have two goaltenders that are as good as the two the Jackets have and have the scoring issues you have, especially on the power play,
well, that's the
and
thing.
Not address it.
You're exactly right. If you had a situation where you felt good about your entire roster and you just happen to have two goaltenders, well, that's wonderful. Right?
Yes,
that's just insurance. But you have other holes and weaknesses on this team that need to be addressed, whether it's through free agency or whether it's through trades. They will be active this offseason.
They should be.
You can bet that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Penguins and you have two goaltenders, you're right. Not the Penguins this year, but the Penguins the last few, right? You've got Crosby and Malkin. Yeah, you can afford to have a couple goaltenders and not really go out and use them, but that is not a luxury for the Jackets. They need the scoring. And I know the risk that entails. That does mean that if you have a goaltender go down, now you are really going to have to make sure that the next goaltender up can fill that void. If a goalie goes cold suddenly in the playoffs for whatever reason, obviously look at it. If they got rid of Corpy sometime this year, right now, Elvis can't go. So this would be a detrimental avenue for the Jackets in the playoffs. But as it is with their two goaltenders, they're down 3-1 to the more skilled team.
I think the Athletic had something where it was a groin with him, with Elvis. And if that's the case, then he's really done. I mean, that's the worst injury you can possibly have for a goaltender.
I would think so. And I would think, there's not a chance you're going to see him until a next series if that can occur. And even then, it would have to be late in that series. But nobody's thinking about that right now. It's get tomorrow,
figure out how to play tomorrow.
Yeah, High Noon, figure it out. All the action right here on The Fan.
Game 5, as Bone just said, High Noon tomorrow right here on The Fan. We will be on after the game tomorrow, whenever that happens to be. All right, we will talk about the Big Ten players, football player parents, I should say. They are like staging a sit-in at the Big Ten offices this weekend. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for slow traffic on I-70 westbound between Miller and the 71 East split. You're going to find about a five-minute backup in that area. And construction work has the roadway reduced to one lane on I-70 westbound at the 71 East split. Plan on some backups there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. They help their neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online for fast, reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan traffic brought to you by Rife's Auto Body, celebrating 75 years of trusted service in Columbus. When you get in an accident, trust the best. Rife'sAutoBody.com.
Rife's Auto Body.
The premier real estate brokerage in Columbus is Realestar. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to move, let Realestar's experienced, award-winning agents help find the home of your dreams. Find your new home today at Realestar.com.
People find they can either get a better diamond with us or a bigger diamond with us for the same money they're paying at traditional jewelry stores.
Meet Terry Vary, Ohio native and OSU grad, and vice president at Diamonds Direct.
Because I'm from this area, I know people in this area are very savvy shoppers, and I think the concept here is a game changer for Columbus, Ohio.
Have you been to Diamonds Direct? It's Ohio's direct diamond importer, like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once, giving you access to a multi-million dollar inventory of exquisite certified diamonds at prices you never thought possible.
But we operate on high volumes and low margins, and we're able to save people money.
And at Diamonds Direct, we'll teach you to buy like a dealer buys, with no tricks, no pressure, no intimidation.
We give you some industry trade secrets that no other jeweler shows you.
Diamonds Direct, part of a world diamond powerhouse. Unbeatable selection, superior quality, unmatched warranties, and the guaranteed best value.
It's a no-brainer.
On Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
All I can say is, OH! They know how to finish that.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy five or more participating sale items, and you'll save a dollar each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Pay 0% interest for 12 months on balance transfers and purchases, plus earn cashback rewards with a new Visa from Kemba Financial Credit Union. Take advantage of this limited-time opportunity to pay credit cards off faster. Apply now at Kemba.org. Kemba, a better way to bank.
Okay, let's begin. Morning Juice, Bishop and Laurinaitis, Rothman and Ice, Common Man and T-Bone, The Buckeye Show, Ohio State Athletics, Blue Jackets Hockey, Crew Soccer, the NFL, and even more things I don't have time to say. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's a big difference between your house beer and the new house beer at B-Dubs. Yours comes in cans and bottles. Ours comes cold on draft at the sports bar. And it's called Wild Herd Kolsch by Goose Island. And in $3 talls, it's a bright, crisp, and easy drinking excuse to trade your couch for Buffalo Wild Wings. So get here and make your next beer a $3 tall Wild Herd Kolsch. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations for a limited time. Dine in only. Please drink responsibly.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
It's when we dig deep.
Waugh's got it again.
At the right moment.
Over to Stedlin, back to Werenski with a one-timer, and he scores!
Our blue, and out of our blue, we rise.
The 2020 Blue Jackets postseason is presented by AEP, Huntington, Nationwide, and Ohio Health. Visit BlueJackets.com/as1 for complete details.
Skyline Dining Rooms are open.
Things will be different for a while, so we can all stay healthy and safe. But we're still your home away from home, serving up a great experience and those delicious conies and ways.
Frank's Red Hot Thick Sauce is still the perfect blend of flavor and heat, but in four flavors, like Buffalo Ranch. It's thicker and saucier than ever. How thick? Thick. Frank's Red Hot Thick Sauce. I put that sh** on everything.
This is Seth Jones. We're ready to battle for the cup, and we can't do it without you. Catch every game right here on your home for Blue Jackets hockey, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
You know, Bone, I had somebody say to me the other day, if only I knew when you were going to lose your mind on the radio. Well, look, man, yeah. If only I knew, yeah. Too. But I'm going to give you a little sneak preview.
Okay.
Today at 5:20, I'm going to lose my mind on the radio, because that is when we're going to talk about Fernando Tatis and the unwritten rules of Major League Baseball.
I think that I could do 3 hours just on that. I know we're not going to, because that's boring to most people. But I'm saying I have enough energy just about that issue that I think I could talk about it for 3 hours today.
I'm telling you, I'm going to lose my mind talking about this.
I may lose it too. I'm beyond angry about that stupidity, that out-and-out stupidity. But we'll save that for 5:20.
You know who wants me to lose my mind more than anybody else?
Your cardiologist?
Well, him too.
Okay.
The big boss here at the radio station, Platinum Fox. You know, he wants me to stroke out on the air, because that'll bring him the ratings gold that he wants, that he cherishes. Mm. Is me just dying right on the air.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a plan. I don't know if that would work. You know, that would
long-term?
Be a one time.
I don't know.
That would be a short term gain. That's what that would be for sure.
That's why we have the car batteries here in the studio. They can just hook it right up to my nipples and I'm back the next day.
For people who don't understand the cynicism of what I just said, short-term gain, meaning the ratings hit, would be gigantic. Obviously, it would not be a short-term gain for you to stroke out on the air. I want to be very clear about that.
Well, nobody cares about me, personally.
No, I do.
Platinum Fox will be bringing me right to the pet cemetery, and so, like, another version of me will come back.
Why would...
But I'm a little off.
Okay. I know why you did this, because you just want to get to your Gage impression, but...
No, I'm not doing
Gage. It. Not Gage.
The Fred Gwynn impersonation?
Yes.
Got the trucks there on the road there, Gage. Stay away from the pet cemetery.
I'm wondering why Platinum Fox is in charge of your burial and not me, but also I'm wondering why...
Do you want to be?
Sure.
Okay.
If needed, I would do it for you as a friend. I hope you don't mind a Big Lebowski tribute, though, where I get a Folgers coffee can and then spread your ashes over the coast of California, except it blows into my face. So that's what's
going on. Whatever you want to do, man. That's what I've told Kristen. When I die, I want to be just cremate me.
Where do you want your ashes to be?
Wherever you want them to be. That's where I want my ashes to be.
It's a good call.
I have no desire to be anywhere specific. My loved ones, you decide where I should be. And if T-Bone, you decide where you want me to be is in your mouth, then that's where I'll spend eternity.
Sure. You know what? In honor of you, I would consume your ash and flesh.
Good.
Just to put the bow on that whole thing for you, because I know that's something, that's what you would have wanted, is what I would, I wouldn't ask you that, I would just guess that. Even though I could ask you that, I'm not going to.
You know me, man. I want you to mix me with some garlic salt and put me on a nice steak. That's what I would like.
Watch that become the new delicacy, you know, as
human
as
seasoning
we near,
mix?
Yes, as we near oblivion, it's like, well, people are dying left and right anyway. Why don't we season up with steaks, huh? Those of us who are alive, enjoy. Here you go.
This from our buddy Adam Rittenberg today. Randy Wade and other parents of Big Ten college football players want answers about why the league postponed the fall football season so early, so they're going directly to the source. Wade is the father of Sean Wade, planning to visit Big Ten headquarters in Rosemont, Illinois on Friday morning. He is flying to Chicago on Thursday from Florida and expects other parents of Big Ten players to join him, and they seek specifics from league commissioner Kevin Warren. Mm. All right, let's dive into this. And we've discussed it, obviously. We discussed it since we knew they canceled the season. And we discussed it before then, because we knew this was a possibility. I don't necessarily disagree with the notion that it's not safe to play football this year. I understand that. I get it. However, the more we see, the more layers we see pulled back from this rotting onion, the less sense it makes to me from Kevin Warren's standpoint, especially when we see the report today that says Big Ten presidents may or may not have even voted on canceling a season. What the hell are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Well, here's what we saw with the Pac-12. We saw the Pac-12 very directly come out and say, we're not playing the season, and here's why. Blah, 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 right? All the school presidents were behind the decision. They came to the table with science and said, this is why we don't believe it's smart to play the season. And for the most part, yes, you have disappointed people, but for the most part, people have accepted that decision. I think the reason why Big Ten football parents haven't accepted it, Big Ten football fans haven't accepted it, obviously Justin Fields hasn't accepted it, is because they've had very little communication on this. Not just from Kevin Warren, but from their own AD and school president, who just sort of shrugged their shoulders and say, well, that's a decision that was made. What are we going to do about it? That is not acceptable.
Yeah, it isn't. And I agree with you. We talked about this the other day. Every president should be on the record as saying, yeah, we voted, we talked about it, and I voted against having a season, and here's why. That's what the Pac-12 did, and that was helpful to a lot of us. Not everyone. Some people are never going to agree with anything you do, no matter what. But like in that case, you can at least, even if you don't agree with the Pac-12's decision, say, well, they did think this out. They believe this stuff is important. And if that's what they believe and that's what they have come to the conclusion of, I understand at least the logic, even if I don't agree with the outcome. Kevin Warren, I have said this and I have struggled with it. I am failing to see the upside for him to defer and deflect and not answer any questions when asked, why was this decision made? Who was in the room when it was made? Was there a vote in that room when this decision happened? And I have been asking this question, and I've got no satisfactory answer, so I had to come up with one myself, Mike, because that's what I do in life, is when I don't understand something, I try to seek out this answer. What is the upside for the action that person is taking? Okay? Like Kevin Warren. What is the upside for him saying on Big Ten Network with Dave Revson, like, what was his reasoning for doing that interview?
Will you repeat that exact quote?
Like, he's just a squid, just no spine, saying nothing. What was the upside for him? Let's think about Kevin Warren's situation. He's brand new to this position, less than a year in this position, right? This is the Big Ten Conference. You're the leader of it. You're the face of it from a commissioner's office. This is your job, is to make tough decisions. And when you asked about that decision, you gave no answer. What is the upside of doing that? The only conclusion I can come to, Mike, you tell me what you think of this theory, is that all the presidents, just like in the NFL, what is Roger Goodell's job sometimes with the owners? It's his job to go out there and say, hey, these owners suck. I don't know what to tell you. They're stupid. Blame them. No. Roger Goodell walks out sometimes on unpopular decisions and says, it was my call. I'm the one. You don't like it. You come talk to me. I did it. It's me. That's his job. Now, Kevin Warren's not exactly doing that. But has anyone ripped any of these college presidents? I mean, some people are starting to, but almost all the attention now is on Kevin Warren and how bad he sucks. If they knew this was going to be an unpopular decision, and a lot of these presidents supported the unpopular decision, but they don't feel like sharing sharing why they made this decision. They don't feel like talking about it. What would you do in that situation? You would shove your commissioner out the front door and say, go take these ones for us, Kevin. Good luck. That's what I almost feel like is happening.
I'm not saying that's wrong or that didn't happen. Shame on them, though, if it did.
I agree with that.
We're not talking about team owners here where you could say, well, essentially they're just businessmen, all right?
Yeah.
We're talking about presidents of institutions of higher learning. If they can't vocalize why they made this decision properly, then they shouldn't have the damn job.
I agree with you. But here's the other thing to consider with those presidents. A lot of those presidents are in those positions for a variety of reasons, not many of which are related to sports, right? I mean, they're in charge of running an entire academic institution, including everything under it, which involves sports. But many of them, sports is not their forte. It's not their specialty. Many of them probably are not huge fans of sports, although I believe the incoming president at Ohio State.
I'm sure they're huge fans of the money that sports makes for them.
They are, but they're also huge fans of the money that it makes having students on campus and having school tuitions be at full tilt and not halfway because students are online. I'm saying they got a lot of things going on right now. And I believe that there are enough presidents that probably said, hey, you're the Big Ten sports person. You tell us what to do. And maybe Kevin Warren said, here's the info we've got. And those presidents were convinced, yeah, this is good enough. We're not going to have a season, but we're not going to be the ones out here defending this. This will be you. This is your job. I wonder if that's what's going on here. Because otherwise, it makes no sense what Kevin Warren's doing. It makes zero sense what he's doing unless that's it.
Let's say they're not the sports people. But you know who they pay millions of dollars to every single year on their staff who are the sports people? The athletic directors. Mm-hmm. Then how are they not front and center on this? Because UC Gene, who is perhaps the most influential athletic director in this conference, essentially say, yeah, we wish we could play.
Yeah, I don't know.
What, was he involved in the decision? Who? That's what I want to know. Is it just Kevin Warren's decision to make? Or did everyone defer to him? Or is this just a bunch of gobbledygook and we don't know the details yet?
Well, okay, let's work that theory out real quick. If it was Kevin Warren's decision to make, what decision do you think a guy who's new to a position, who has never done this before, is going to make? Is he going to make the historic decision to shut down college football in the Big Ten unilaterally? Or is he going to say, hey, man, it's your guy's call. I'm new here. Yes, I have my opinions on it.
My son
plays college football, but I'm going to listen to you presidents. I'm saying, man, he's getting a lot of heat, and he deserves to for not answering these questions. I'm saying that may be a function of his job, not a, you know, flaw in his job. This may be actually what his purpose was in doing it this way, is to just take all the heat. It's still poorly managed by the Big Ten. They don't deserve any credit for that. But I'm saying that's the only explanation that makes any logical sense to me, the way he's doing this, is just simply to deflect the attention from the people who actually made the decision.
All the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find an accident involving an injury on Sycamore Street at Champion Avenue. It is causing slowdowns as they work to get this clear. Watch out for backups over here, and please use caution in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. They help their neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online for fast, reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's summer sticker sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry into your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Taxes, BS, metal. Some things are just better when cut. With 8,000 shapes and grades, Metal Supermarkets cuts the hassle out of getting exactly the metal you need when you need it. From artisan hobbyists to machine shops, maintenance professionals, manufacturers, and welders, they all count on Metal Supermarkets. If you need metal, they've got it. Or they can get it for you. Cut to any size and ready fast. No minimum order. Maximum service. Visit the family-owned franchise at North Wilson Road or Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com.
As a student at CCAD, I learned how important the details are when working on any piece, and I've dedicated my life to making wearable art, so I understand how much passion goes into creating every design. Hi, I'm Dan, Director of Design at the Diamond Cellar. We have a team of world-class goldsmiths who pride themselves on the details, bringing your jewelry back to life. From redesign to restoration, we'd love to help, because you're not just our customers, you're our neighbors and friends. Visit us here at the Diamond Cellar, proud to be Columbus's family jeweler for 70 years.
need of a distraction? That's what we do best. Our hosts are expertly trained in the field of nonsense. Unplug your brain and plug us in. Proud to be your home for the Buckeyes, Blue Jackets crew, and forgetting about the world for a while. The Fan.
At Fifth Third Bank, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. Just look at our name, Fifth Third. Five-thirds equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we are obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our great customer service, to our security solutions, to providing our customers access to one of the largest networks of fee-free partner ATMs with over 50,000 nationwide. This is banking a Fifth Third better.
Fifth Third Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation fee.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let me tell you about Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration. It's going on Thursday through Saturday, August 27th through the 29th, out at their location in Canal Winchester. It's going to be socially distanced, it's going to be safe, and it's going to save you a lot of money on Kinetico. How about $700 off a Kinetico K5 drinking water station like what I have in my house? Get the funk out of your water and check out KineticoColumbus.com to find out more about their 50th anniversary celebration.
Find us on the Twitter machine at 971TheFan and vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
There's no wrong answers, but plenty of dumb ones. Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by Hinderer Motorsports here on The Fan. Inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need coming up momentarily. We have Bone of Education, top of the 4 o'clock hour. What are we learning about today, Bone?
Today we're learning about hammerhead sharks. Yeah.
Maybe we should be learning about the appropriate way to respond when you run into someone that you went to high school with.
Why? What happened?
Well, this was not too long ago. I had heard through the grapevine that this girl that I went to high school with, Liz, whose last name I will not use, moved to this area. But I didn't really keep in touch with her, and that was the end of it. I just heard she lived in Central Ohio.
All right.
And I ran into her at the grocery store, although I didn't realize it. She came up to me,
okay.
And this was a pre-coronavirus, so didn't have the mask on. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Oh, Mike, it's me. It's Liz." I said, "Oh, Liz." I did not recognize her at all because she, no joke, put on probably 200 pounds.
Okay.
I mean, look, man, it's been a lot of years. We've all gone through transformations.
I can't judge. That's
no, and I don't judge, but she said, "Oh, it's me, Liz." And then, but then she said, "Plus 200 pounds.
She said that.
She said it. And I don't know how to respond to that.
Sure.
So I just gave like a little, no. And she goes, "No, yes. Plus 200 pounds. Because I just wanted to let it go.
Well,
but then she brought it back up. It's like, no, I've gained it. Recognize it.
Yeah. See, I will say this. I mean, I'm not saying this in a mean way. You call yourself, you know, a little overweight. I am obese, grossly. I am, like, morbidly obese. I am way fatter than you. And what I am saying, Mike, is that someone who is in that position, and you've done this too sometimes, when you're feeling it about your weight, you bring it up to make a joke out of it so that it's out there, and then everyone acknowledges you get it. Like, you know you're fat. No one's, like, sitting there thinking, "Oh, yeah, I'm doing great." Like, making the joke once acknowledges you're like a normal person who understands you're fat. If you make it like three or four or seven times, then it shows like, all right, you got, you're really struggling with this and you need to maybe, you know, figure that out. Because I have been there and done that and I've realized it's annoying. I'm trying to avoid making the jokes as much just because of that. But yeah, if that comes up the first thing you say when you haven't seen one mm-hmm. someone in a long time, it's tough. I get it. Like I'm someone who struggles with their weight myself, but yeah, you got to just move on and just have the conversation at that point. Or don't have the conversation at all.
Exactly.
Just walk past you and never talk to you. I don't know.
So my high school friend Liz lives in town now, and she wants you to know she's very fat. Inside the NFL.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Brought to you by my friend Dick Masheter Ford. Open 24/7 at MasheterFord.net.
Bone.
Well, man, some weird and bad things are happening with the Browns, which par for the course, I guess. But yesterday, you might have heard Nick Chubb got tackled in a bad way by Mac Wilson. Okay, second-year player out of Bama, linebacker, grabbed Nick Chubb around the neck, threw him to the ground, foot kind of caught under the turf. It looked like he might have hurt his leg. He bounced right up, though, to his credit, Nick Chubb, and then eventually left the field. And it turned out now he's in the concussion protocol. Today, that has been made worse by the fact that Mac Wilson, who then came out today and was put on like second team, and they kind of said, hey, you don't do that, we don't like that, they threw him out of practice yesterday because of this, comes back today, he's playing with the second team, and apparently was carted off with a leg injury and had his head in his hands as he was being carted off the field. So great, all great, you hurt our star running back, and now we need help at linebacker, and you're not going to be probably able to provide that help. So it has been a 24 hours for Mac Wilson, so I feel bad for him. Sucks that that happened yesterday. It sucks more that this happened today. So, yeah, it's no good. I don't feel good about it at all. I don't like it. Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady, which is a weird thing to say. I'm getting used to it still. It's made an impression on wide receiver Mike Evans. Evans said that working with the living legend, his quote, he's trying to turn Mike Evans into a living legend as well. Mike Evans went on to say, quote, he's the GOAT on and off the field. It's crazy. He's a superstar, the most accomplished player in our game in history, and he's just like everybody else. He just works extremely hard. He's always taking care of his body. He loves his family. He loves family time. He's just cool. He's a real down-to-earth guy. Tom, is this good enough? Is this enough? Can I leave now? That part was not in there, but yeah, mostly Mike Evans, very effusive in his praise for Tom Brady. So we'll see if that translates on the field. Meanwhile,
is Tom Brady still tongue-kissing his kid down in Tampa, or did he just leave that in New England?
I don't know. I don't think you can do that. I think Dr. Fauci actually came out and said, look, you can live in the house with your kids. You cannot tongue-kiss them anymore. That's done. Cam Newton might be the guy who succeeds Tom Brady in New England, but it appears, as we know, this is going to be a process before the Patriots make any decision on what's going to happen between him, Jarrett Stidham, and... don't forget, third-string quarterback, Brian Hoyer! Yes. So apparently they're all splitting reps as practice got underway. So, of course they are, because Bill Belichick, that's what he does. He wants everybody to feel like there's a real competition. And who knows? Maybe there actually is in his mind. Everything is earned in New England, as they say. So we'll see what happens with Cam Newton. I still think he's going to be the guy, even though I know that there are players making notice of the fact that, among other things, Bill Belichick has said something of Cam Newton the other day where he said he's a hardworking kid, and people are saying that's a sign that he's not looking at Cam Newton as the guy, because you don't say that about a former league MVP. You don't call him a kid.
He maybe says that about everybody.
Maybe you don't, or maybe Bill Belichick's like 70 years old, and so, yeah, that's anyone who's not 55 is a kid to him. I don't know. I mean, he's old. What do you want? Like, I wouldn't call Cam Newton a kid, but I'm not Bill Belichick. I haven't won 6 Super Bowls. What do you want? So, yeah, there you go.
Maybe that's the hip lingo.
What's up, kid? I don't know, man.
People kids sometimes.
Would that not blow your mind if you found out Bill Belichick, in an effort to stay relevant, was like on TikTok? Like, he's out there living it, and that is slang.
Well, it's
that
like
D.
Miller calling everybody cousin. So
true. Yeah. Okay. That's fair. I'm just saying, man,
that's an affectionate term.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't take it as offensive. I didn't take it as bad. I definitely don't think it's a knock on Cam Newton. I think it's Bill Belichick just saying he's a hardworking player and I like what he's doing so far. Also, I'm 70 or I'm 68, whatever it is. And most people seem like kids to me.
Bone of education coming up, and I have to take my figurative hat off to an NFL player that I don't particularly like, but that really doesn't matter. He's earned my respect. We'll talk about that next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find an injury accident still causing slowdowns on Sycamore Street at Champion Avenue. Watch out for backups as they try to get this clear. About a 5-minute delay in the meantime. And more slowdowns on I-70 westbound between Miller and the 71 East split. Plan about a 5-minute backup here as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. They help their neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online for fast, reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia. On Route 23 in Lewis Center, 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Subject tax, license, and admin. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car. From brakes to tires to oil to everything. You can count on Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. So, whether your check engine light just went on or you remembered that it's time for your regularly scheduled oil change, now is the time to head over to your locally owned and operated Midas. We'll tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Come on by and see us. For brakes, tires, oil, everything. Trust the Midas touch.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and you could save up to 40%. And see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at SpectrumMobile.com. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
We are open and here to help. This is Mike Weens, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. In the time of COVID-19, safety is more important than ever. For your protection, CARE has implemented procedures to keep you, your family, and our technicians safe. These procedures include no contact service calls, regular hand washing, and frequent sanitation. Our techs are wearing face masks and protective coverings. If you have any special safety requests, just let us know, and we'll do everything we can to accommodate. To help make your home safer, CARE can install super efficient filters that remove particles as small as some viruses and UV lights designed to kill germs. CARE can clean your air ducts and is Central Ohio's leading duct sealing company using AeroSeal, a process designed to make your ductwork airtight. CARE has been here for you for over 25 years and will be here the next 25 as well. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or schedule online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. The go-ahead for football and other high school fall sports given today by Ohio Governor Mike DeWine with new health and safety restrictions in place. Spectators to be limited to family members and those close to the athletes involved as decided by the schools. Ohio State football program got a verbal commitment from four-star athlete Deshaun McCullough from Kansas City today. He has Ohio ties and is the son of former Miami University running back Dylan McCullough. Baseball, Cleveland Indians try for a fourth straight win playing in Pittsburgh against the Pirates tonight. Cincinnati Reds scheduled game at Kansas City postponed. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow, this allowing for more additional testing in the Reds organization after positive coronavirus tests over the weekend. This update brought to you by The Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit BasementDoctor.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. So here's the deal for tomorrow. Game 5, Jackets and Lightning. Coverage starts at 11 a.m. Puck drop is noon right here on The Fan. So no Carpenter. See? I made a mistake. Rothman and Ice tomorrow.
Oh, see, yeah, you got to. What do we have, a swear jar? What do we do there?
I don't know. Eva Bald Collins going to come in here and just kick me in the sack. So no Rothman and Ice tomorrow. We will be on after the hockey game is over, unless it's one of these ridiculous, you know, double, triple overtime games, and then we'll just give way to Buckeye show. But we will be here, whether that's 3 o'clock, 3:15, 3:30, I don't know. We will be here to hopefully talk about the Blue Jackets surviving. If not, it's the elimination special with Common Man and T-Bone.
Oh, I don't want that. I don't want any...
I don't want it either, but...
I don't want elimination special, and then I want whatever's going to happen. I assume Friday would be game 6 if we get there, right?
Correct.
That would be Friday. I want us to have some conversations on Friday if it's an early game or whatever. On Monday, I want to be talking about the next series. I want to get there. Let's go.
I want game 7, I assume, will be Sunday. No, I think the potential game 7 is Saturday. I think
it would just be back to back. Oh, imagine if you give up a 3-1 lead and then have to play the next night if you're Tampa. I'm not saying that's likely, but just think about that. If the Jackets can get it done tomorrow, find a way to get game 6 and push it to a game 7, and then they have to come back less than 24 hours later, and now you've played the team that's clawed their way back, they're feeling great, and they smoked you last year, you don't think that's going to get into Tampa's head? You don't think John Cooper's going to be a little, a little hot around the collar because of that? Of course he is. He's going to be worried.
Yeah, potential game 7 would be Saturday. So,
all right, let's do it.
Tomorrow, though, got to get past game 5, noon tomorrow, right here on The Fan. I have to tip my hat, man. You know, and we've made jokes about this in the past, I'm not a fan of Alex Smith on the football field. But I don't claim to understand what motivates these guys sometimes, but Alex Smith, the Washington football team, is holding their first practice in full pads today, and Alex Smith is a part of it. He has officially
just
been cleared.
Unbelievable.
He's off the pup list. I mean, this is a guy. I sound like Harry Carey. Here's a guy. Here's a guy who it was touch and go whether they were going to have to cut off his leg.
Right.
He had infections so bad. And you know, once these infections, these staph infections and stuff, they get in your blood, that could kill you. It was touch and go with Alex Smith. He recovered from all of that. We saw Alex Smith. Couple months after his injury, he was at a Washington Wizards game. You remember this? Where he had like scaffolding around his leg, just holding it together because they really didn't know if his leg was going to be functional at that point. Modern medicine can do a lot of things, but life also sometimes throws you curveballs. The fact that Alex Smith is not only recovered where he can run around and play with his kids, but they're actually talking about that he could earn the starting job at the age of 36 with a reconstructed leg for the Washington football team is beyond anyone's imagination.
Well, I'll tell you this. There will never be someone in the NFL. I'm not saying this that, who knows, maybe he'll get to a point where he can, you know, play at a level that would make him a viable starting quarterback. We don't know that. But what I'm saying is, let's say it just ends up that he makes the team. He's made the team. He's on a contract. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they say, yes, we want him on our game day roster. We think he can contribute. He's not going to start. But he can hold a clipboard, and he can be a backup, and he can potentially have to go into a game. There will not be a person in the NFL more grateful to hold a clipboard, right? And to stand on the sidelines as a backup than Alex Smith, if it came to that, let alone if he ever got in and actually got to play. But yeah, just getting back on that football field for him is bigger than probably any MVP, any Super Bowl, anything you could give him otherwise. Yeah, what a tremendous story that
Unbelievable.
Is.
Unbelievable that he's worked so hard and he's made it back to this point. And Ron Rivera says it's an open competition. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means they just don't think that Dwayne Haskins is the right guy for that job, or if, you know, they really, really believe in what's his name? who's the guy they brought in from Carolina? I forget his name now.
Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen or Alex Smith jumps up and takes that starting job. But you're right. What a story that would be. That would suck for Dwayne Haskins. But if Alex Smith is your starting quarterback week one on this team, oh my God, that could be the greatest comeback story ever.
It would be something. It would be the stuff of like the ESPY Awards, 30 for 30s, all that stuff. That's exactly what it's there for.
Bone of education.
School is out, but class is still in. Welcome to Bone of Education.
All right, today we are learning about hammerhead sharks. They are a group of sharks that form the family Spermidae?
Huh? Okay.
Probably saying that wrong. Whatever.
Spermidae?
I don't know. They're named for the unusual and distinctive structure of their heads, which are flattened and laterally extended into a hammer shape called a cephalofoil. So there's been a lot of speculation as to why their heads are shaped that way. It was initially thought that this helped them with maneuverability, having the hammerhead, and that may have allowed them to be more vicious predators because they can move differently even than many sharks. They're just much more agile in the water. But they actually, scientists have reconstructed a lot of their bone structure because sharks don't usually fossilize when they die because a lot of their bone structure is not made of mineralous bones. They have a more cartilage-type bone that they are based on. So anyway, as they've constructed their spinal structure based on scans and other things they've done, they found that the reason these sharks are so agile is because of their spinal structure, not necessarily because of the hammerhead. So the hammerhead still kind of remains unknown as to why it is the way that it is, other than they have sensor glands that are also in this hammerhead that they think may have helped them over the years adapt to different environments. Also, their eyes, which are situated on each end of their head, on the hammerhead, allow them to see a full field of view up and down vertically that they don't have to, like, look up or down. They just see it all. They can see all of that all the time, which would be trippy as hell, I would guess. But either way, that's what hammerheads see.
Now, just like living with, like, an IMAX movie.
Yes. Yes, exactly right. So their vision is incredible, and they are very good at sensing things in the water because of some of the structures in their head. So, yeah, they're very adept hunters. But you'd be interested to know what they eat. More on that in a sec. But I'll tell you first about where you can find hammerhead sharks. Pretty much on any of the continental shelves. You can look on the east and west coast of the United States, east and west coast of South America, Africa, pretty much surrounding the entire continent, all the bodies of water that surround Africa, and all the way around Australia, all the way around Southern Asia. They're pretty much dispersed everywhere along the coastlines, but that is where they like to live. Now, they are different than most sharks because they do live in schools, and they actually will get together. Sometimes as many as 100 hammerhead sharks can be spotted swimming off, like, the Malpelo Island in Colombia, for example, or the Galapagos Islands in Ecuador. These are some of the places where they have viewed hundreds and hundreds of these sharks swimming together. But at night, like all sharks do, they split off and become solitary hunters in the evening, and then they join back up in these schools the next day. Now, how big can a hammerhead shark get? Well, there are actually a variety of different hammerhead sharks. There are over 10 varieties of hammerheads, but the smallest versions can be just as small as about 3 feet long. The largest can be over 19 feet long, and they weigh anywhere from 3 pounds to 1,200 pounds. So hammerhead shark in and of itself is kind of a misnomer because there are a bunch of different sharks in that grouping of fish. So I find that to be a little interesting as well. Now, their diet is also something that makes them unique. Hammerhead sharks will eat fish, they'll eat squid, they'll eat octopus, they'll eat crustaceans. They really like stingrays, but they've also found that hammerhead sharks are one of the few species in the shark world that will eat other hammerhead sharks. They will engage in cannibalism, including their own
young. You know my thoughts on this.
What is your thought
on this? I'm all for it.
Oh, cannibalism?
Yeah.
Are you for shark cannibalism,
yes,
though? I assume if you're for human cannibalism, you must
I
be.
Wouldn't eat. You're about to say they're going to eat their own young. I wouldn't do that.
They do that. They also do eat their own young. So that part I understand. That's a bridge we would all not cross. But eating their own species, you're okay with that.
Now, are the hammerhead sharks, are they known for their attacks on people? Or is that?
They are. According to the International Shark Attack File, humans have been subject to 17 documented unprovoked attacks by hammerhead sharks since 1580. So let's keep that number in perspective. They are known for occasion. Right. They are known for occasionally interacting with humans, but it's rare. It's not something that is typically a thing you would see. Given they're pretty much always based in coastal waters and they're not like deep sea fish that are often swimming out in the middle of the Atlantic, I think that's kind of an interesting thing to keep in mind. Also, they are hunted by a lot of different countries and a lot of different places of the world. They are a delicacy. So their interactions with humans, I would say, far lower their danger to humans than humans' danger to them, right? I mean, there's actually a picture, if you go look up like the Wikipedia page on hammerheads, you can see a picture of a man in Somalia just carrying a hammerhead shark down the street because they hunt hammerhead sharks, they fish them, and then they bring them back and it's a delicacy.
I have eaten shark before. I don't know what species it was, but I had a shark steak.
What did you think? Did you like it?
It was very meaty. It tasted like a, you know, if you ever had a big tuna steak.
Oh, okay.
Kind of tasted like that.
How do you compare it to like a swordfish? I've had that.
Similar.
I think that's very good. Yeah. I enjoy swordfish.
I liked it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Now you know. Hammerhead sharks. Some of them are endangered, though, so you have to be like a scalloped hammerhead, endangered. Winghead shark, endangered. Great hammerhead, which is the biggest of the hammerheads, that's also endangered. So I don't think you'll be seeing a lot of hammerhead on the local menus if you were to go to a fish market, but maybe somewhere you can get them. I don't know.
Thank you, Bone.
You're welcome.
A game changer could be in the works for fall sports. Details next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Still watching that injury accident on Sycamore Street at Champion Avenue. It is still causing some problems over here. Plan about a 5-minute backup in the meantime. And you're also going to find delays on 71 southbound between 670 and East Broad Street. Another 5-minute slowdown in this area. This traffic report is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they power family road trips. They power bedtime stories. They do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. They help their neighbors power their lives. Visit them in store, curbside, and at batteriesplus.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Metal Supermarkets. If time is money, Metal Supermarkets customers spend less getting the exact metal they need. Visit Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com for all your metal needs.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, buy any three cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
We make it easy. That is the name of the game.
That's Nick Stefano at Diamonds Direct, who says his mission is to take the hard work out of buying an engagement ring. One suggestion he has for guys, hijack her social media and bring in a picture.
And I just had a guy come in the other day and show me a picture of something on Pinterest, and it makes it so easy because I just went over and grabbed the ring that matched perfectly with the picture. He was like, well, that's the ring. That's it. It was that easy. It took about 5 seconds, and we put a beautiful oval in it, and it was done.
It's because Diamonds Direct has all the rings women want. Over 4,000 to choose from all the top bridal designers. If she's seen it online, we have it.
Yeah, you just show me a picture, and it's done.
Diamonds Direct, where we always make it easy for guys.
So we have the lowest price, that's easy. Biggest selection, easy. And the lifetime guarantee, included too. Again, making it easy is the name of the game, and that's what we do.
Diamonds Direct.
We're turning every guy that comes in here into a hero.
Your love, our passion.
Without a doubt.
On Polaris Parkway.
From Make Me Happy, and Columbus is open.
I'm Matt Fish from Melt Bar and Grill, and Cleveland is open.
Business owners are doing more than reopening their doors. They're helping reopen America.
I'm Susan from Premier Manufacturing, and Chicago is open.
Huntington is one of the top small business lenders in the country for a reason. Small business drives America. They've given us everything they've got, so let's show them our support.
I'm Joe Bolden from Walton's Barbecue, and Pittsburgh is open.
Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Bishop and Lauren Nice.
Stats matter. Grand slams matter. Hit it. It's your job to get him out. Baseball sucks. That's ridiculous. That he got any sort of pushback from anybody.
Bishop and Lauren Nice.
Presented by Window Nation.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual Summer Sticker Sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to a down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP. MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. These from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. 3960 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For JD Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties and limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for warranty details.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you ever thought about having a podiatric physician examine your feet? Doctors of podiatric medicine are physicians. They set broken bones, perform wound care, treat corns, calluses, remove bunions, and can even perform total ankle replacements. Our physicians complete 3-year residencies in hospitals and train to manage your total foot and ankle health. Athletes with arch problems or tendon issues frequently seek out care from our physicians. Common health issues that podiatric physicians treat include ingrown or fungal nails, as well as warts and skin problems like athlete's foot. If you have ulcers or blisters, you should have that checked and have your footwear checked too. Diabetics are especially prone to foot issues when they have neuropathy. Foot exams are easy and can prevent many foot problems. If you can't walk, work, or enjoy sports activities without pain, what are you waiting for? Visit associationsadvanceohio.com to find a podiatric physician who is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association to help you, so you know that you are being treated by the very best.
Shop Lowe's and get Valspar's Dual Scrub and Stain Resistant Ultra Interior Paint Plus Primer, starting at just $24.98 a gallon every day. U.S. only.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Get in touch with your stupid.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Let me tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. It's been so hot outside lately, I sure hope your windows are keeping all that air conditioning inside, because if it's leaking, you're wasting money, and it's time for some new windows. Check out this offer. Buy one window, get one window free, and no payments, no interest for 12 whole months. The installers who come to your house are going to have safety in mind. They're going to take every precaution when entering your home. Give my guys and gals at Universal Windows Direct a call, 614-502-5220, or click universalwindowsdirect.com.
Click.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
By the way, don't forget, tomorrow, Jackets time. Gotta have it. It is game 5. It is do or die for the Jackets. Coverage starts here at, it starts at 6 a.m. with Morning Juice. But actual pregame coverage from the Jackets starts at, 11 a.m., I want to say?
Yes,
and
that's
puck
right.
Drop at noon right here on the Fan.
What do you think about that, Schlegel?
I love grass.
Me too, buddy.
They don't have that in hockey. We got to get Schlegs on the ice. I love ice. I would pay good money. I don't know. Maybe he's done it. I'd love to see Anthony Schlegel wearing some hockey skates.
They
love
cut it. Our thing short today.
Mm-hmm. They do that. We do that.
What did I tease? We could have a little bit of a breakthrough when it comes to fall sports from the scientific community when it comes to a rapid test that may actually work.
Yeah, so this is very intriguing information, and I want to put this out there with the caveat that everything that we're getting is fluid and the info changes, but we get more info on it as we go. So let me give you the story that came down that has got people feeling pretty good, and then I'll give you the part of it that says, well, maybe not so fast. We're not sure.
Here's I don't want that part.
Okay. Well, here's the good part. U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency authorization on Saturday allowing public use of a saliva-based test for coronavirus. This was the one developed at Yale and funded by the NBA and the NBA Players Association. This is called Saliva Direct. That's the name of this test.
I love that name.
Saliva Direct.
Saliva Direct. They need a theme song.
Do they?
Saliva Direct.
Mm, maybe.
Your number one shop for corona tests.
I just... And Lou Holtz is the spokesperson for Saliva Direct. How's it going, guys? It's great. Saliva Direct. Okay, so we're back. Widespread public screening is the goal of Saliva Direct. The cost per sample could be as low as $4. Cost to consumers could be around 15 or 20 bucks. That is way better than the current saliva-based tests that they have for coronavirus that were developed by Rutgers, because, again, Rutgers just has to suck at all times. Their test costs $150. So they're saying this could be very good just in general for people, you know, us regular humans, to have a coronavirus test. But
yeah.
Because this test does not require what they call RNA extraction, which is if you ever see like a lab where they have those little pointy plastic thingies and you see scientists putting stuff into them and then they tip them over back and forth, I want to believe that's what RNA extraction is. I don't know if it is, but the point is you don't have to do that with this new test. So that speeds up the ability to get a result back and make things better, because the whole problem, if you listen to the Pac-12, Big Ten has had nothing to say about why they canceled, but the Pac-12's info on why they canceled the season was there's all these tests out there, but we were told we need to have the ability to test and get results within 24 hours, and we currently can't do that. And if you don't have a bubble like the NBA and NHL do, then you're not going to get a less than 24-hour test. Then you're not going to be able to play your sport. You need either one or the other. So they now have this breakthrough. You would think, well, that's good news for the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. Pac-12 came out and said, yeah, we've looked at this test. We think it's awesome for most people. However, we still don't know how we're going to be able to get it to a lab and back in 24 hours at most of our schools. And I'm not sure how that works, because I would think all these schools have labs.
Yeah, like,
I would think there are labs around. It does say in this story that a laboratory that wants to become like a testing facility here where you could drop the test off to them and they could test it and then send you the results, they said they do have to go through some kind of certification process. But, I mean, my God, I would think if it meant playing football, let's get on that. Let's take the online test or whatever you got to do to become certified.
Yes.
And let's get those tests out there. They did say that their goal for this was not necessarily to test athletes, but the NBA was already doing testing with nasal swabs. And so what they did was they said, well, if you're testing these nasal swabs, and we know those work, how about you also do a saliva test for us as well, and then we'll take that and compare the results. And the results were almost 100% identical. So
wonderful.
They feel very good that this thing
Common Man here works. For Saliva Direct.
However, the one of the doctors in this who works for Yale, who was discussing this research that they did, they said, yeah, you know, we can get this done a little quicker. But the thing you have to give up to get the quicker test is you do give up some sensitivity of the
test.
What
does that mean?
Well, sensitivity would mean its ability to detect the coronavirus. So that's what's now led to this next part of the story that I'm going to tell you, which is that the Pac-12 has already had a doctor come out that was one of their consultants who also works, I think, at Washington, Dr. Kim Harmon. She came out and said, people are asking if we pulled the plug too soon. I don't think so. She said, Saliva Direct still has to go to a lab. And that's their concern, is they want a test to do college football in the Pac-12. They want a test that they can administer on site, and then in 10 minutes, you can get a result. Or in some amount of time, quicker than 24 hours,
All right,
you can get a result.
But if that doesn't exist, can't you take the next best thing, especially as you pointed out on these college campuses that I would assume have labs?
Yeah, that's what I would think too. Her explanation here was, as I'm reading these stories, she said this is still a PCR test. Again, I don't know what PCR means. This is their term. But she said PCR
Pretty crappy reading is what it
right.
is.
Well, she said this Saliva Direct test is a PCR test, and it still has to be processed in a lab with a PCR machine, which she makes it sound like that's difficult to attain. I don't know. But right, she said, we already have PCR tests.
I'm going to buy one on eBay.
That's the problem. So you're going to eBay a PCR test?
Machine.
All right. I'm going to guess $50,000 for a PCR test machine, which, by the way, Big Ten should be able to afford 14 of those. No problem.
All right. This is used, okay?
Used PCR test machine.
PCR real-time automated PCR preparation. I don't know what that means.
All right, whatever. Let's just say that's the thing you need.
$7,000.
That's it?
Come on.
Come on.
Put one of these in the football facility.
Well, that's my point. And here's where I think the rub comes down for the Big Ten and the Pac-12 is they are still keeping an eye on the amateurism angle. I think the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12 are like, amateurism? We don't care. Go ahead, lose every court case. We want to play football. And I think they are looking at it that way, whereas the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are saying, guys, if we do this, we might not be able to win any court cases in the future. That's my guess as to why this all shakes down the way it does. Some conferences are looking at losing money right now. Big Ten and Pac-12 are looking at it from a standpoint of losing money in the future. Either way, it's not good. But maybe this test, I don't know. Hopefully this doctor's wrong, and maybe these tests will actually help Big Ten reconsider, Pac-12 reconsider. Who knows? But this is new information that came down a few days ago. So maybe that is something that changes the narrative. I don't know.
Saliva Direct, your number one source for saliva tests.
Corona. Let me ask this question. Tests. Everybody has a problem with like sponsorships in college football and don't put, if they said the only way you can get Ohio State football this year is to have it renamed the Saliva Direct Ohio Stadium.
For done. 1 year?
Yeah. Put
Are
the name
kidding?
On there. Yes.
They could call it the I Hate Ohio State Stadium for 1 year. Jim Harbaugh Memorial Coliseum for 1 year. Who cares?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think we would all be okay with that.
Rapid fire coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that earlier accident has cleared from Sycamore Street at Champion Avenue. All lanes are open in that area. And traffic is slow on I-71 southbound between 670 and East Broad Street. Plan about a 5-minute backup over there. This traffic report is sponsored by Everstream, the business-only fiber network. At Everstream, the business-only fiber network, they believe business deserves better. Everstream's full-service approach to business connectivity delivers the speed and reliability that businesses demand. Everstream, faster fiber, better business. On the NRA with Fan Traffic.
Fan traffic sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. During these difficult times, BMI Federal Credit Union is here to make your financial life easy. Visit BMIFCU.org today.
Hi, it's D. Miller. Guys, prioritizing your health is now more important than ever. I recommend Low T Center. That's where I get my levels checked. It all starts with the annual wellness exam where they do comprehensive health assessment exclusively for men. Make it quick and easy to take care of your health. And now they offer monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments. Most insurance is accepted. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment and make your health a priority. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Wonderful. Then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I had extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car. From brakes to tires to oil to everything. You can count on Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. So whether your check engine light just went on or you remembered that it's time for your regularly scheduled oil change, now is the time to head over to your locally owned and operated Midas. We'll tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Come on by and see us for brakes, tires, oil, everything. Trust the Midas touch.
Look at your radio right now. If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio. If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works. It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy the Fan.
Hi, I'm Chuck Moore, president of Central Ohio of the Middlefield Banking Company. Here at MB, we want to be your everything bank. Whatever you're saving for, no matter how you spend your money, your dreams become our dreams. That's the personalized customer service we provide at Middlefield Bank. We've been doing it for more than 100 years, serving individuals, families, and businesses right here in Ohio. From simple checking and savings products to more complex loans and lines of credit, our experienced team can find the right solution for you or your business. We know you'll enjoy getting to know our team in person, and we know you'll love MB's online banking experience too. At MiddlefieldBank.bank, you'll find all the tools you need to manage your money, your savings, and your budget. Visit our 5 branches in Central Ohio in Dublin, Howe, Sunbury, Westerville, and Plain City. Ask about MB's checking rewards. Earn your way by choosing cash back on your everyday purchase or interest rewards. The Middlefield Banking Company. Visit us online at MiddlefieldBank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
GBQ's tax and assurance experts are advising clients on the numerous issues related to the coronavirus outbreak. Visit gbq.com/COVID-19 for resources and further guidance on the impact of COVID-19 both personally and professionally. Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month with no contracts and a safe contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets Hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Their BMI is higher than their IQ. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Rapid fire coming up in mere moments. Tonight on the... You know what we have tonight on the Fan, Bone?
What do we have?
At 6 o'clock... We have an OSU football preview show for a season that is not happening. But it'll be live from Skip Mossick's basement. Skip Mossick, Paul Keels, and Jim Lachey, OSU football pregame show or preview show. Perhaps, though, it is a sign of things to come because maybe Sean Wade's dad will go to the Big Ten offices on Friday, lube himself up with Vaseline, and wrestle Kevin Warren, and whoever wins gets to determine if there's football. My money's on Sean Wade's papa.
Yeah, mine would be too. That's right.
So anyway, we have OSU football preview show, 6 o'clock, and then Buckeye show at 7 o'clock. And then 8 o'clock, it's Inside the Crew. Mm. Crew, I think, are back in action Thursday.
Yeah, they start up again, which they announced yesterday. They're not going to have fans in the stands, so... I was not consulted about this decision, Mike, and I'm frustrated
by it. What's the difference?
So. What do you mean?
You said you weren't going to go anyway.
No, I'm sorry. I've been told that that's now I need to lawyer up. So I'm going to lawyer up. I'm going to sue because they did not ask me how I felt about this, and I want to fan. Someone needs to listen to the fans. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Rapid fire. Panama Ted is vacationing this week, so Evil Bald Colin is here with Rapid Fire. Rapid Fire number one.
All right, so yesterday the SEC released their full schedules for the 2020 season. Now, will they complete this season, or will it be stopped before or during it?
I don't have a good feeling about any of this.
I'm going to say something happens where there's huge flare-ups and you have whole programs not testing properly. Something bad is going to happen. I have a hard time thinking they're going to complete this entire thing. So that's my vote. They won't finish it.
Yeah, I was initially of the impression they would not even do any games because I didn't think these colleges would get to a point like North Carolina apparently is, which is not the SEC, but the ACC, where North Carolina is saying, we're sending the students home, but we're keeping all the athletes on campus so they can play sports. All right, I guess, whatever. I didn't think they would even take that step. The fact that they have means, yeah, they'll probably get a game or two in, but I'm with you, Mike. I don't see any way this ends other than a bunch of outbreaks among these teams. All it takes is one weak link. One team that doesn't adhere to the guidelines that everyone else is adhering to, they play a game, they get two teams sick, and then that's an outbreak, and then you're going to have to think about what you're doing with your season. So I don't know what the guidelines are that will cause them to cancel it, but I do think they will end up not finishing this season, though they will play a few games.
Rapid fire number two.
Dez Bryant is expected to have a workout with the Ravens in coming days. Does he have enough left in him to be an impact receiver in the NFL?
Well, I mean, he's 31 years old. If he's the guy that we saw, then yes. I think it's ridiculous that he hasn't had an opportunity up to this point. But, I mean, I haven't laid eyes on him. I have no idea how he looks running routes. But just based on the Dez Bryant that I saw the last time, yes, he can help an NFL team.
Yeah, I would think that he could, too. And I would think especially when you're not going to have to be the featured receiver, when you have an offense that revolves around the run like the Ravens does. Yeah, I think he could add something to that offense, assuming that he is still able to put out the, you know, output that he had a few years ago. So that's the biggest question for me. But assuming he's, let's even say 90% of what he was a few years ago, I'd say, yeah, he could still be an effective player in their offense.
Rapid fire number three.
Matt Nagy says Mitchell Trubisky is in a good place mentally heading into the season. And also, I saw Cordarrelle Patterson says that Trubisky looks like a brand new player this year. Who do you think will be the Bears' starting quarterback week one?
Matt Nagy knows that this is his last year to try and salvage something or he's out on his ass. And what do coaches always do when they find themselves in that position? They go with the veteran. And that's why I think Nick Foles will be the starting quarterback for the crappy Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I do think you're right that to save everyone's jobs, it will be whatever they think is going to be best to win. Not that that's not the case usually, but there is no motivation to figure out if Mitch Trubisky can be a thing anymore, right? What is the motivation for that organization? They shouldn't, I don't think, have gone along with still having him as the plan, but they have. They've also brought in Nick Foles. They're going to do whatever they think will help them win one game at a time, and that probably is going with a veteran quarterback, so that's probably it.
Rapid fire number four.
Late last week, the Indians optioned pitchers Mike Clevinger and Zach Plesac. Clevinger is someone that many think that the team could possibly trade in the upcoming offseason, but what percentage chance would you give them that they possibly trade him before the deadline in a couple of weeks?
I don't know, 20%. I don't think it's likely. I can see them moving away from him in the offseason because they're not going to sign him long term, and they can get a nice little return package for him, but I don't see that happening this season.
Now, I also think his last couple weeks with the stupidity going on with both Clevinger and Plesac, but especially, you know, Plesac.
Oh, is that you, the evil media, saying that? I mean, clearly his teammates, the teammates don't care, even though
right.
They threatened to walk out.
Yes, they did. I think that is actually going to damage the chances of trading him before the deadline, trading Clevinger, just because I do think some teams will look at that and say, yeah, we should be able to get him at a discount because he was stupid and you guys don't like him now. And that's probably going to keep the Indians from dealing him. Give it a few months, let him, you know, do a little bit more again on the field, not off the field. And then I think the offseason, you probably get more for him.
Rapid fire number five.
Thursday is National Radio Day, so I want to know, what is your favorite memory working in the industry?
My favorite memory? Oh, wow. Ooh. I don't know. I mean, just working with you every single day, Bone, I make new memories every single day, and I lay my pillow on the head on the pillow, and pillow on the head every
That's
single
right.
night and try and suffocate myself so I don't have to come in the next day.
You know, I will give you something that is not from working at the Fan, because I have a lot of great memories from here, but it's kind of hard to put those all in perspective because we have so many cool ones that happen where you know, see former players and stuff like that. But when I was in high school, my favorite band at the time was POD. You know POD, Mike. Mm-hmm. I know you're, you know, a fan. And I worked at a radio station where we played POD, the Christian radio station where I worked. And it was always a dream of mine to get to meet them and interview them while I worked there. And they had a concert at the Newport towards the end of my time there. And the station sent me out there to take the mini disc recorder and go talk with them. And so when I got to the venue, they said, yeah, the guys are actually hanging out in the bus. Would you like to go hang out in the bus with them? And I said, yes. And so I got to hang out on POD's bus and interview a couple of the guys in the band. That for me was like, you know, a band you listened to in high school that you liked. And then a few years after that, I'm talking to them. That was a pretty cool moment. So I'll say that one.
Interviewing the sitting president was a pretty cool moment. If I had to pick something, though, that really, you know, sticks in my mind that moves me. I remember one time, this was many, many years ago, we were doing an airing of grievances segment. You remember when we did that?
Mm-hmm.
And we got a phone call from a group of four or five soldiers in Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
Who stayed up just to call us on the satellite phone for airing of grievances. They were big Buckeye fans. They listened to the station when they were home, and they listened online when they could, when they were overseas fighting in Afghanistan. And that was a real cool thing that still I remember to this day.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty good moment, too. Good job.
And it really sucked when they went longer than 20 seconds and I had to hang up on them.
Because that is the rule.
That is the rule.
It doesn't matter if you're calling from Afghanistan.
I didn't make
on a
the rules.
Phone.
Except I did make the rules.
You did, and you segment. Enforced them, and you could also not enforce them, but you did. Because you believe in
they're
rules.
Military men, all right? They're used to following the rules.
Sure, that's right.
The WWE is changing venues. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an injury accident on 71 northbound after 270. It is causing some slowdowns as they work to get this clear. Plan about a 5-minute backup as traffic begins to build, and please use extra caution in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Kraft 3 P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs, a snack with up to 13 grams of protein from three delicious ingredients, meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one. P3 is packaged in convenient on-the-go containers, so if you have a hectic commute or need a boost of energy, P3 is there to help you take on the day. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
If time is money, Metal Supermarket's customers spend less getting the exact metal they need. Artists, hobbyists, machine shops, maintenance professionals, manufacturers, and welders. With the deepest inventory in the business, processing capabilities, and responsive service, Metal Supermarket's customers get what they need when they need it. Need metal? They've got it. Or they can get it for you. Cut to any size and ready fast. No minimum order, maximum service. Visit the family-owned franchise at North Wilson Road or Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com.
I'm Jason from Brewery Vivant, and Grand Rapids is open.
I'm Debbie from Rosie's Place, and Indianapolis is open.
Business owners are doing more than reopening their doors. They're helping reopen America.
This is Wee from Falangtang, and Cincinnati is open.
Huntington is one of the top small business lenders in the country for a reason. Small business drives America. They've given us everything they've got, so let's show them our support.
Traverse City is open.
Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Keep your summer sizzling with bone-in New York strip steaks. They're great on the grill and just $5.99 a pound in the value pack with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Buckeye Show.
Four guys fixing for gold jackets. Zeke, both Boses, and Michael Thomas. I mean, gold jackets, they keep going.
The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan.
Yeah, celebration here, come on.
Come
celebrate and have a good time.
Right now at the all-new Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24-7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
These days, more and more women are asking for fancy-shaped diamonds. Ovals, princess cuts, cushion cuts, ashers, marquees, heart-shaped, pear-shaped, emerald cuts. All very popular this year. And no one has more of these special shapes than Diamonds Direct. In fact, we've just increased our selection of these beautiful stones with sizes ranging from a half carat up to 10 carats. And while other jewelers will try to tell you these fancy shapes cost more, the fact is, as you'll learn at Diamonds Direct, fancy-shaped diamonds should always cost up to 20% less than the same size round diamond. Plus, in many cases, a fancy-shaped diamond will have a larger face and appear bigger than a round diamond with the same carat weight. So, with a fancy-shaped diamond, you can get a bigger look for a lower price and have a diamond that stands out from the crowd. Come to Diamonds Direct and get the facts about fancy-shaped diamonds, see the largest selection, and get the guaranteed best price. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
On Polaris Parkway.
The FanGuest Hotline is sponsored by Sears Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Stupid impressions and bad math. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
You know, Bone, I'm watching the Astros and the Rockies right now. And Charlie Blackmon was just at the dish. Mm-hmm. He and his disgusting beard. Very good player. Disgusting human.
Right.
Just to answer your question that you didn't ask me, if Major League Baseball is actually enforcing their rules, I saw him step out of the batter's box in between pitches, spit three times, and then step right back in.
Mm. That's keeping the COVID at bay. That's going to do it.
And if you've forgotten, Charlie Blackmon had coronavirus.
Right, yeah.
But that's okay.
Well, maybe he's got the... I don't know. What's the
antibodies?
Yeah.
And he's just spitting so you can catch some of his antibodies?
Maybe we should all have Charlie Blackmon come and spit in our mouth. Maybe that's what we should do.
Sounds good.
Because maybe that'll help. Don't take that as medical advice because it's not, but I'm really looking for any solution here right now. if this would mean we could have college football back, then yeah, sign me up. He can spit in my mouth all he needs to. I don't care. I just want to have college football back. By the way,
yes,
you were talking about what you were watching on TV. It reminded me of this. Timmy Hall is a douche, which we already know.
Yes.
But I mentioned on Twitter, so the Milwaukee Bucks, the number one seed in the East in the NBA. They have Giannis Antetokounmpo, MVP last year, probably MVP this year. One of the outside favorites, them, the Lakers, Clippers, to win the NBA title. They're playing the 8-seeded Orlando Magic, who are missing two of their best players. The Magic wiped the floor with them today. Beat them by like 10 or more points. I think it was like 120 to 106 in game one. And this is a little shocking. So I said, wow, I didn't expect that. Timmy Hall replies, don't sleep on the GIC, G-I-C.
Oh, God.
Because we have to abbreviate everything because we're Tim Hall. Because the Magic... The GIC, that's what he went with. So there you go, Tim. You can, well, never mind. I was gonna try to swear without swearing, but it's gonna come too close. I'm not gonna do it. It won't work.
Bone, you're a wrestling fan. You like the WWE. Here's some news for you.
All right,
the WWE, since the pandemic has been a thing, has been in their performance center in Florida. Well, they're gonna move out of the performance center and move into the Amway Center. In downtown Orlando, that is where the JIC, the Magic,
that's right,
play their home games. The deal runs through the end of October. It could be extended, but as of now, it runs through the end of October. It says that WWE will have fans in attendance virtually, through a new initiative called WWE Thunderdome.
Oh, come on.
Thunderdome.
Yes, you can go to WWEThunderdome.com right now and register your digital seat. They're going to put state-of-the-art monitors around the arena to give fans a virtual experience similar to what the NBA is doing in their bubble at Disney World. So
okay.
WWE saw the NBA have success doing it, and now they're going to do it as well. And you can be in attendance virtually by going to WWE Thunderdome.
Look at them.
.com.
Yeah, I wonder. Let's put it this way. If the NBA, we know they have the virtual fan thing going. Major League Baseball's got cardboard fans sitting in the stands, sometimes with hilarious effect. Both of those are piping in some crowd noise. The NHL's kind of doing that too. Major League Soccer, I saw, is doing that. They were doing that with their, you know, tournament they did, but they're going to do that now at the home games they're going to do as well. It doesn't surprise me, man. WWE is, unlike all of those, it is something where we know we're kind of along for a ride. Like, everyone watching WWE is aware we're seeing something that's not real. Unlike a basketball game where you expect the crowd reaction to be real and not fake. You are expecting the action to be real and not fake. When you're watching wrestling, you know this is a performance. This is acting. This is something that's not totally genuine. So if you have amped up, it actually could work very well for them to have fake crowd noise and, you know, videos of people in the stands losing their mind and stuff like that.
They should be
doing
that.
Actually, it's a good idea for the WWE to do this. And it's interesting that pro sports were the ones that pioneered this technology and not the WWE, come to think of it. It's funny that they're imitating real sports and not the other way around here.
As Evil Bald Colin brought up, on Thursday, it's National Radio Day. I know that I speak for you, that our favorite radio broadcaster of all time is Paul Harvey, right?
Yes.
Synonymous with radio goodness. Well, dead fake Paul Harvey has been visiting us for a long time. And since I was talking about wrestling, I thought maybe we would hear Paul Harvey describe WrestleMania 35.
Oh, okay.
Which was, a couple years ago? Was that the last one with fans?
Might have been. I don't remember what the latest one was. Okay,
here is fake dead Paul Harvey talking about WrestleMania 35.
Good day, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. Let's get ready to suck it. The 35th edition of the WWE's WrestleMania program was violent, engaging, and long. Also lucrative, as the event grossed nearly $17 million in ticket sales alone. That's more money than the XFL will ever make. Seth Rollins defeated a mound of tattooed meat lumps that once was known as Brock Lesnar, ending Lesnar's reign as the Universal Champion. Meanwhile, Shane McMahon fell off of a large object again and somehow did not die. He'll be getting his AARP card before the next WrestleMania, proving once again that the WWE doesn't discriminate against old wrestlers, just everyone else. Speaking of old wrestlers, Kurt Angle had a farewell match in which he lost to someone named Baron Corbin, which I believe was also the winning breed at the Westminster Dog Show. Yes, a Baron Corbin. Sturdy. Good worker. Loves to dig for turnips. Now, page two. When you purchase a Bose Wave radio, they've added a new function. You can now get AM, FM, satellite, and the great beyond, where you can listen to dead radio hosts like yours truly every day. Sandy from Walla Walla, Washington says it's terrifying, and she would not recommend it to anyone. Thank you, Sandy. I'll be haunting your dreams now. Page three. The main event at WrestleMania featured three women fighting for two belts, which is a scene I've been witness to at Dillard's countless times. Becky Lynch defeated Ronda Rousey, while Charlotte Flair and her new face looked on in utter amazement. For what it's worth, Conor McGregor has hinted that he might want to join the WWE. The MMA star said he's always wanted to work for an egotistical, roided-out head of a fake wrestling entity. But since Dana White stopped taking his calls, he settled for Vince McMahon, Paul Harvey. And if you ain't done with that, I've got two words for you. Good day.
That could be my favorite dead Paul Harvey.
Really?
That we've done. I enjoyed that one.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed
it. I think he broke down the event very well.
There was there was a lot going on there. A lot of things to unpack. But that, you were right, that was the last live WrestleMania event that involved fans. That was the 2019
well,
event.
Not anymore. Because now it's time for Thunderdome. If you've missed anything from the first 2 hours of the program, we got you covered with the rundown coming up. Thunderdome rundown.
Fan traffic
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an injury accident still being worked done on 71 northbound after 270. Traffic is slow in this area and continues to build. It's going to take about 5 to 10 minutes in the meantime as they try to get this clear. Plan on some backups and use caution over here. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples helps your business with amazing prices. This week, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all hand sanitizer, masks, and other PPE products. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon. In-store only. Offer ends on August 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Staples. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
This afternoon's Fan Traffic, brought to you by Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
Hurt in a car? Call KNR. Call 1-800-HURT-NOW and get the settlement you deserve.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Your money is important to you, therefore it's important to us. When you bank at Kemba Financial Credit Union, you're a member of a local financial cooperative that's dedicated to helping you find solutions for your unique financial needs. Better rates, better service, and better banking begin with a conversation. Let's talk today. Visit Kemba.org.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row. Sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry into your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Hot under the collar? Call Care Heating and Cooling and we'll fix that fast. 1-800-COOLING.
My most important job is mom, and I also make a living at my dream job. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm the fashion jewelry buyer at the Diamond Cellar. I get to scour the world for amazing pieces and bring them back to Columbus. I envision the woman who will fall in love with each piece, who she is and what she's celebrating. And when it happens, I'm thrilled. Ladies, you deserve something amazing. Find it at the Diamond Cellar. Proud to be Columbus's family jeweler for 70 years.
Enjoy a safe and contactless payment wash experience with a MooMoo Express Car Wash Unlimited Wash Club membership. Wash all you want at any Central Ohio Moo location starting at just $15.99 a month. Or treat yourself to the very best with our Creme de la Creme VIP Unlimited Wash Club membership for just $32.99. Wash twice a month and it pays for itself. Fast, fun, eco-friendly, and free vacuums. For locations and hours, visit MooMooCarWash.com today.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars.
Lindsay makes the difference.
Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. High school football and other fall high school sports were given the green light to proceed by Governor Mike DeWine today with necessary health and safety restrictions in place. Spectators will be limited to family members and others determined by the schools. Four-star defensive athlete Deshaun McCullough from Kansas City and a young man with Ohio ties today made a verbal commitment to Ohio State's football program. The Blue Jackets will continue their playoff series with Tampa Bay tomorrow at 12 noon here on the Fan. Columbus finds themselves facing elimination after the The Lightning have won the last three games in the series. Cleveland Indians try for a fourth straight win, playing in Pittsburgh against the Pirates tonight. The Reds' scheduled game at Kansas City postponed today. Cincinnati and KC will play a doubleheader tomorrow at Royal Stadium. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Non-beef jerky insides for what's about to happen to them. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Rundown coming up in mere moments. We just heard from dead Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey. How many Paul Harvey things do you think we've done over the years? Because I have the answer.
I'm going to guess 10.
16. And we haven't had one in a while. I think dead fake Paul Harvey needs to break down coronavirus.
That would be interesting. The problem is that one would be very, like, in a week it would be dated.
He would do these updates every single day.
Oh, every day with a Paul Harvey update on coronavirus?
I'm not saying we have to do it every single day, but
he's doing them.
Yes,
I see.
From the great beyond.
We just need to
I would
get
love
one
to hear fake dead Paul Harvey talk about the MyPillow guy.
We need to tap into that. Tap, tap, tap. Find out what's up with Paul Harvey.
What do you have for me?
Well, I saw this from your guy, John Heyman.
John Hyman?
John Heyman.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
And I want to point out that me 5 years ago would not have been able to process this. Because he tweeted out today, 4 hours ago, Matt Harvey is being called up to the Royals, meaning Matt Harvey, if you're forgetting, was on a minor league deal with the Royals. They have called him up to actually be on the main roster with the Royals. And trying to process that in my brain back in 2015, that was the year where the Mets won the division, ended up going to the World Series, ended up playing the Royals in the World Series. And you may remember Matt Harvey was having a hell of a year that year. If you had told me 5 years from that summer prior to them going to the World Series that Matt Harvey would be playing for the Royals and he would be getting called up.
And who else wouldn't have thought that?
Who else?
Matt Harvey.
No. Of course not. But I think that may have been one of the most pivotal games for one player in baseball history was when Matt Harvey demanded to go back out on the mound in the World Series and then promptly just gave up the game for the Mets. After he had pitched a pretty decent game prior to that, but gave it all away, and he's never been the same since. Never.
Sports moments just drive me batty because I think about, like, what if this had happened? What if this didn't happen? How does the entire landscape change based on one or two things? That leads us to the rundown.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown.
The rundown.
So Jackets yesterday lose to Tampa. They're down 3-1 in this series. But going back to these moments, you know, you go back a couple games. If the Jackets score on that 5-on-3, what does the rest of that game look like? I don't know. But the momentum, the Lightning.
Feels better.
What's that?
It feels better. You'd feel like they'd have a chance to win that game.
Well, yes, exactly. But, you know, it's not just the fact that you didn't score on that 5-on-3. It's the fact that Tampa Bay gets the extra momentum from killing off that 5-on-3. What does the rest of that game look like? I don't know, but I'd love to see it. Yesterday, Bjorkstrand has the goal that's disallowed on the delayed offsides call. What happens if that goal is not disallowed? I mean, obviously we knew it was a one-goal differential, but, you know, does the momentum pick up for the Blue Jackets because they saw the puck hit the back of the net early and they know it's achievable and they can do it and they go and play their asses off the rest of the game? I have no idea. Let's talk about that challenge, though, for a second.
Right.
You and I were discussing this before the show. I am fully aware, Jackets fans, that John Tortorella has used this challenge to great success in the past. That doesn't mean I have to like it. That doesn't mean I think it's worthy of being in NHL rule. That, to me, is not the spirit of the rule. You have made a great point when it comes to Major League Baseball instant replay. That, yes, we have seen replays, let's say someone slide into second base, either on a close play, trying to stretch a single into a double, or stealing second. Someone is sliding into second base. For a split nanosecond, even though they beat the throw, they beat the tag, their hand hit the bag with no issues. Split nanosecond in slow motion says their body skips over the bag for just a second.
Their hand comes off the bag.
Their hand comes off the bag, or they're sort of hugging the bag, and their chest briefly not visible to the naked eye, comes off the bag, and the tag is applied, and you can only see it on replay. Is that the spirit of instant replay in Major League Baseball? I argue no. When you have sustained action in your opponent's zone for a minute and a half, you score a goal, then they challenge, oh, offside, goal doesn't count. Is that the spirit of challenging offside? I don't think it is. There has to be a logical conclusion to when you don't go back and challenge that type of call.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is, but, I mean, in the NBA, they came up with an arbitrary amount of time you can hold the ball before you have to shoot it, right? So why couldn't we come up with something arbitrary that says, all right, if they sustain pressure for more than 20 seconds in your zone, then guess what? Offside's negated. I don't know. Like some, or that you can't have a review of offsides, right? Like there's got to be some way where you say, because it felt like on that goal, Mike, this to me, the football equivalent of it would have been on a third and two, you converted and got a first down. And the referee goes, oh, actually, on first down, we missed a holding call. It's like, well,
yes,
that's fine. But then other things happened that didn't have anything to do with that holding call. And they converted on this third and two, and everyone knew the stakes and they couldn't stop you. That's where this Bjorkstrand goal frustrates me, because everything cycled in. They're all in the zone now. I know if you don't establish that at first, if it's offside to begin with, you never establish the zone. I get all the rules, but it does suck when they do this. And I'm with you. I don't care that it benefited the Jackets sometimes. Get rid of that rule. It sucks. Or at least put a time limit on it. Something.
Yes, put a time limit on it. I don't like it. And you know what bothers me is that one thing can happen, but another thing cannot. If a penalty had been called, that would have stood.
Right.
But if a goal takes place, well, they wipe that out. I don't understand that. One thing exists, but the other thing doesn't exist.
No, I don't understand that either. And that's where I think the NHL has a big problem with that rule. It's not because our team lost. Look, we if you missed it in the 3 o'clock hour, we ripped the Jackets, their power play. This is why they are not winning this series, in my mind, is because their power play has been, once again, not great in clutch moments where you need it to be great. I think they were, coming into last night's game, I want to say they were 22nd in the playoffs on the power play, which I don't know how many teams are in the playoffs, but I think it's not like the full number of teams in the NHL. So that's pretty bad that you're 22nd in the playoffs with the power play. Jackets have been bad at that. It's not just a recent development. But what does annoy me is that you had multiple times the last two games on these power plays where the Jackets couldn't get a shot off. They were passing the puck around looking for a perfect opportunity. You are not a finesse team. You are not a pretty team. Doesn't mean you can't score goals in a finesse way, but when you're on the power play, man, force Tampa to go down and block shots.
Yes,
you're force
exactly
their goaltender
right.
to make a play. And how many times have we seen the Jackets get something off a rebound and poke it in? I'm not saying that's your only form of offense, but you don't have Panarin. You don't have the Cam that played next to Panarin. You've got current Cam, which is injured, and even before that wasn't quite what he was next to Panarin. I'm just saying this team right now does not afford themselves the luxury of waiting around for someone to skate into the Ovechkin slot and go shoot it. You have to make something happen, and the Jackets right now are not doing that on the power play.
Will the Jackets survive? Game 5 is tomorrow at noon. We will be on after the game, so hopefully we're talking about the Jackets surviving and not elimination time. But Game 5, noon tomorrow, right here on The Fan. Big Ten football parents are not going down without a fight. Randy Wade, who is the father of star Buckeye defensive back Sean Wade, says he's planning to visit Big Ten headquarters in Rosemont, Illinois on Friday morning. He is flying to Chicago on Thursday from Florida and expects other parents of Big Ten players to join him and seek specifics from League Commissioner Kevin Warren. Here's a quote from Randy Wade. How many petitions must there be for the Big Ten to actually look into this? We only have a certain amount of time to correct this, so we need to come together and show more unity and just make them uncomfortable. Make them come out of their shells and give us some answers to some questions and hopefully rewind back and open things back up. I don't know how likely that is. I understand his frustration, and I understand the fans' frustration, because we are fans. We want to see college football play just like you do. I'm not saying that the move that the Big Ten made and the Pac-12 made to cancel the fall season is not the right one, because I don't know. right? I mean, I'm not a scientist. I can only go off of what they tell us. However, the way that they're sharing information, specifically this conference, you know, I'm hearing reports today that the school presidents maybe didn't even vote on this before a decision was made. There has been absolutely zero transparency from Kevin Warren in this conference, and people should demand answers because this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy, though, to assume, well, then Kevin Warren is just terrible at his job. And maybe he is. Who knows? Maybe this is all him making a mistake and a big one. That's the easy thing to believe because we as humans don't like to believe that it could be that there's more complicated situation going on here. We want to believe that Kevin Warren is just dumb and did a bad job. But there is a very good chance that Kevin Warren is doing exactly what's being asked of him. You know, I mean, these college presidents, let's put it this way. If they voted to cancel football, how many of them do you think want their name attached to that? I know they should
answer
that question. I know that, Mike, but if you had the option to make a sticky decision and then have the option to say, oh, and no one has to know I made the decision, a lot of executives, even the ones who spout leadership all the time, would take that option because it's easier. It's not right, but it's easier.
Is that what the Pac-12 did?
No, the Pac-12 did not. And I support what the Pac-12 did. I wish the Big Ten would be doing that because I think it would solve some of the chaos that we've got going on right now. But the reality is Kevin Warren works for the presidents of the Big Ten in some ways, similar to the way a commissioner works for the NFL owners. Now, not totally the same. It's a little different. But his job is to lead the Big Ten. And if the majority of the presidents in the Big Ten felt it was unsafe to play football, I bet you this was something that he's been tasked with to say, go out there and be the face of this, but we don't want to answer any questions. We don't feel we need to answer any questions. And unfortunately, Kevin, this is the job. You're going to have to take the media hit for this. Maybe that's what it is, because I've tried to figure out the logic of not sharing your logic, and that's the only one I can come up with, is that the Big Ten just doesn't want to have to explain itself. And if you let Kevin Warren take all those arrows, no one else has to. None of the other presidents have to. Maybe that's why he's doing it, and maybe that's because he's told that's what his job is to do it. I don't know.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown. The rundown.
All right.
Still sucks. No, don't mistake that for an explanation being an endorsement. Like, just because he's doing it that way doesn't mean it's a good idea. It just may be what he's being asked to do.
Fernando Tatis Jr. is ruining baseball by hitting home runs. And if you want to hear me lose my mind, you will hear it coming up next. Oh, by the way, let me remind you, Fernando Tatis Jr., traded by the White Sox for James Shields. Kiss my ass! Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Still watching that injury accident on 71 northbound after 270. Traffic is still slow as they try to get this clear. Plan about a 5-minute backup. And construction work has the roadway reduced to one lane on I-70 westbound at the 71 east split. Traffic is slow there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Fresh Time Farmers Market. It's no surprise that healthy living begins with what we eat. Stop by Fresh Time Farmers Market for a pint of blueberries, just $1.25 each, now through August 18th. You can trust Fresh Time to bring you real food at real affordable prices. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan traffic brought to you by Metal Supermarkets. Taxes, BS, metal. Some things are just better when cut. Visit Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com for all your metal needs.
The premier real estate brokerage in Columbus is Realestar. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to move, let Realestar's experienced, award-winning agents help find the home of your dreams. Find your new home today at realestar.com.
Kemba Financial Credit Union stands with you to help you navigate your finances during this uncertain time. Right now, consider refinancing your car to save money, free up cash, and help you pay off higher rate debts. With rates starting at just 1.99 annual percentage rate and no payments for 90 days, this may be just the solution you need. Apply at Kemba.org today.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to Mighty Size is just 99 cents.
Nobody's more proud of what Diamonds Direct offers than our own staff.
Our standards are the highest I've ever seen in the business, and I've been in this industry my entire life.
Not only do we have the most competitive pricing in the industry, but the whole package that you get with it is incomparable.
One thing that always surprises clients is how much further their budget will go with Diamonds Direct.
But way beyond value, what we're most proud of is our total commitment to each and every customer.
We go above and beyond for our customers so that they feel valued and they know that they're valued.
We are really focusing on not making a sale that day. We want to make a friend forever.
It doesn't matter what size diamond that you're looking for. We're going to take care of you, and we're going to make you feel fabulous.
The philosophy to take care of the customer is just amazing.
When clients come in, I think what they can feel is our passion.
The electricity that you get in here, everybody's happy. It's such a friendly environment.
Diamonds Direct.
And you can feel that energy and that happiness every time you step into our showroom.
Come see and feel the difference. Your love, our passion.
On Polaris Parkway.
American Family Insurance is returning $425 million to our customers. This includes a 10% savings for all current and new personal auto customers for the rest of the year. We hope this does your world some good and reminds you that your dreams mean the world to us. Contact your agent or go to amfam.com to learn about more ways to save. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
One word to describe Anthony Rothman? Dogs. No, golf. It's probably dogs. One word to describe Matty Ice? LeBron.
Maybe hot sauce.
LeBron covered in hot sauce.
Thanks, sugar.
Matty's pants just exploded. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Frank's Red Hot Thick Sauce is still the perfect blend of flavor and heat, but in four flavors, like Buffalo Ranch. It's thicker and saucier than ever. How thick? Thick. Frank's Red Hot Thick Sauce. I put that shit on everything.
Out of our blue, we rise.
Game 5 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinal series against the Tampa Bay Lightning is presented by Mercedes-Benz. Puck drops Wednesday, August 19th. Visit BlueJackets.com/as1 for complete details.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to a down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP. MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. These from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. 3960 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9-8-20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for warranty details.
Do you have foot pain? Did you know foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age, activities, or job? Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet based on their education, training, and experience. Your podiatrist can provide you with important foot care solutions like shoe inserts, so you're able to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association members are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing medical education and resources. Ask if your podiatrist is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association so you know you are being treated by the very best. After all, we've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Shop Lowe's and get Valspar's Dual Scrub and Stain Resistant Ultra Interior Paint Plus Primer, starting at just $24.98 a gallon every day. U.S. only.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports.
Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Dumb, very dumb. This is Man and Bone.
Before I lose my mind talking about Fernando Tatis Jr., T-Bone has a very important message for you.
That's right, Mike. We are less than 10 days away from Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration.
going on at their store out in Canal Winchester. That is Thursday through Saturday, August 27th through the 29th. You can get great deals on the Kinetico K5 drinking water station like what I have in my house. Now only $12.95 at this event only for 3 days. That includes installation. It's $700 off the normal price. So if you want to get the funk out of your water, if you want to get rid of bottled water forever like I have, Kinetico K5 drinking water station is the way to go. They do a great job. It's a seamless installation. You have a little spout coming off your sink where you can get all your water. It's beautiful. You can get that for $12.95 at the 50th anniversary celebration. Find out more, KineticoColumbus.com, and get the Terry Funk out of your water.
I'm sure all of you were at home last night watching the Padres beat the Texas Rangers 14-4. In that game, Fernando Tatis Jr. slugged 2 home runs, drove in the final 7 runs of the game. His first home run came in the top of the 7th, gave the Padres a 10-3 lead. An inning later, he comes up with the bases loaded, got himself a 3-0 pitch, swung on the 3-0 pitch, hit a grand slam. This apparently has violated the unwritten rules of Major League Baseball. Now, before we continue with this, a little background from me. I am what you would call a baseball traditionalist, am I not, Bone?
You are.
I'm not a big fan of the look-at-me crap. I'm not a big fan of the swinging for the fences all the time and taking all the nuance out of Major League Baseball. But the unwritten rules of Major League Baseball bother the hell out of me. First of all, do you know why they're unwritten?
That would probably be because, Mike, they're not something that's always adhered to, would be my guess.
No, they're yes, that is true. But they're also unwritten because when you actually write them down, they look pretty stupid. All right?
That's true, one of
the reasons why they're unwritten. Let me ask you a question. I don't even know who was pitching. All right, let's call him Slapnuts McGee.
Okay, Slapnuts McGee.
I do know, because I watched the highlights, because shockingly I was not watching this game live. Slapnuts McGee, on a 2-0 pitch to Fernando Tatis Jr., threw a slider, threw a breaking ball on a 2-0 pitch. Does that violate one of the unwritten rules of Major League Baseball that you're down 7 and still were just jerking around on a 2-0 pitch, throwing breaking balls?
Yeah,
that violates an unwritten rule. I don't know. Tell me the time. Tell me the time and the score where it's acceptable to stop playing. And let's all adhere to that, because Slapnuts McGee was trying to get Fernando Tatis Jr. out. Was he not?
Yeah, he was.
So Fernando Tatis Jr. does his job, looks for his pitch on 3-0, deposits the ball in right field, puts the game out of reach completely for his team. There's no doubt they're going to win the game now that they're up 10 runs. And yet, Fernando Tatis Jr. is the bad guy?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I understand none of this.
No. So, Scott Miller, who covers, I think he covers the Padres. I could be wrong on that.
No, he does now. Congratulations,
yeah.
Scott Miller.
Okay, I'm sorry. National MLB columnist for Bleacher Report and Turner Sports. There you go. But he said this about the game, and I didn't know this factoid, so I'll credit him. Padres held a 12-2 lead against the Mariners June 2nd of 2016, entering the 6th inning, and lost that game 16-13. They had a 10-run lead in a game in the last 5 years and lost that game. You're right, Mike. When is the score that you're supposed to quit? And I'd also like to know, when is the score that Texas would say, you know what, we forfeit, we don't need to play the rest of this game? Rothman has this discussion sometimes when you're playing fantasy sports, because guys will get on message boards. I've done this with Rothman when we've been in a fantasy league together, and he always jokes about it. If you say, like, oh, man, you're going to win. You're going to win this week in fantasy football. You killed me today. All my guys sucked. Rothman will always say, can I get that in writing? Like, can we officially agree to that? Because it never fails. You say that, and then eventually someone comes back. Like, nobody ever quits in fantasy football. No one ever quits in this baseball game. You could say, like, you're going to win the game. But Major League Baseball players are still trying to get guys out. That pitcher was trying to get Fernando Tatis out. And Fernando Tatis Jr. said, I'm going to take you yard again because you're not going to beat me. There's nothing wrong with that. There never should be anything wrong with that.
I don't understand it. I mean, you're right. The Texas Rangers, if there's no hope for them coming back in this game, they just wave the white flag and go home.
Stay in the dugout. What's the point of coming out if you're saying, hey, we all know who's going to win this game?
But you know what, though? This isn't the only thing. We've had conversations where You know, you in a two-run game, we saw this. Two-run game, eighth inning, but it happened to be a perfect game going. Someone tries to lay down a bunt, and that's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Right? Because, God forbid, you get on base for the tying run at the plate because someone's got a perfect game going. I just don't understand. Because, no, in a situation like that, well, the individual stat matters. The perfect game matters. Trying to win the game at that point is out the window.
That's not good sportsmanship.
But in a situation like this, well, we shouldn't be worried about individual stats. Who cares if, after hitting that grand slam, Fernando Tatis Jr. became Major League Baseball's home run leader for the season? Who cares about that? Who cares about the individual stat? It's about the team stat. Well, depending on which unwritten rule we're talking about, that it's not applicable all the time.
Yeah, let's flip that around to a pitcher, though, real quick. Let's say you're playing on a team that puts up 14 runs in five innings, right? So your starter's out there, and let's say your starter has a no-hitter going or a complete game going, whatever. Like, he's just, maybe it's not even a no-hitter. He's just pitching well. If that guy wants to go out and have a complete game and he's feeling good and he's at 80 pitches in the eighth inning, you could see leaving him out there in the ninth. That, no one would consider that showing up the other team to let your guy finish out the game, right? No one would consider that. What's he doing on every pitch? He's trying to strike you out. He's trying to get you to induce a ground ball out, something. He's trying to get you out of the game. What is the difference between a pitcher trying to get his thing
going?
There
is no difference.
And
exactly
a hitter
right.
trying to do their thing at the plate. There's no difference. But if a pitcher has a 14-run lead, we don't care that he's still throwing strikes. But if a hitter has a 14-run lead or a 10-run lead or a 7-run lead or whatever it is, then we care if he's swinging hard or if he puts down a bunt, like you said, in a close game. It's
look,
stupid.
When I first saw this outrage, because I was not watching the game last night, when I first saw this outrage, I thought to myself, well, I mean, everybody's so bent out of shape. What was he doing up there? Just pretending like it was beer league softball and swinging like a crazy person for the fences? Then I watch it. He poked a home run to right field.
He went Oppo Tango.
He wasn't even turning and burning on the pitch. And I really wouldn't care if he were, but what are we talking about here?
I know, man. It's like, you're right. It's an argument that casual fans are like, this makes no sense. But in this case, it's an argument where baseball people are like, this makes no sense. Even in the baseball unwritten rules, which is, it's dumb enough that Texas.
So Slapnuts McGee can be on the mound and throw a 2-0 breaking ball in a 7-run game, but Fernando Tatis Jr. can't. Take the 3-0 pitch
well,
and hit it out of
the
yard.
But that's also the stupid. He can also rear back and throw it as hard as he possibly can and throw his best pitch of the night.
Yes,
to try to get out of that game.
Fine, by the way.
But Fernando Tatis can't put his best swing of the night on a baseball. What are we talking? That's the dumbest rule. It's not a rule, and it's stupid. And I'm glad everyone is getting just completely ripped to shreds for the takes on this in the Texas organization and even the manager of the Padres who came out and said, it's a teachable moment. No, shut up. You need
What's
a teachable,
the teachable moment?
Moment?
He drove in 7 runs.
I'll give you
in
a teachable
last two
moment.
Innings of the game.
I'll give you a teachable moment. The name of the Padres manager is Jace Tingler. Thank you to everyone who knew that, which is no one. Now we all learned your name for being an idiot.
A bad head coach says a bad quarterback is in a good place. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Still watching an accident blocking the shoulder of 71 northbound after 270. It is taking a little bit to get this clear. Traffic is slow in this area as it continues to recover. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute delay and use caution over here. This traffic report is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. They help their neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast, reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan traffic sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. During these difficult times, BMI Federal Credit Union is here to make your financial life easy. Visit BMIFCU.org today.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a dentist. But instead of filling you in on ways to save on your policies, he'd probably be too busy filling in that loose crown. Or you could talk to your local Geico agent, who will use their expertise to polish up your policies, from home and auto to renters, motorcycle, boat, and RV too. So while, yes, your dentist can save your smile, your Geico agent could save you money, which will make you use that smile a whole lot more. To find a Geico agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
Hi, it's D. Miller. Guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive? It could be low T, or something else like sleep apnea, or even low thyroid. Schedule a quick and easy health assessment at Low T Center. Now they offer monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments. It's covered by most health insurance. So if you've been feeling tired, grumpy, have weight gain, or even loss of muscle, go to LowTCenter.com and book your appointment. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Big news. The Fan is live and local in the morning.
It's time for some morning juice with Beamer, Carpenter, and Schlags. The fun starts weekdays at 6.
For all 11 of you upset about losing syndicated mornings,
we sincerely apologize.
The Fan.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With My Prescriptions, you can check your prescription status, set up auto refills, and pay online to save time. Get started at Kroger.com/myprescriptions.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're a commercial building owner, you know the headaches broken doors and locks can cause. The Flying Locksmiths have been trusted by building owners and tenants like you for over 70 years. Everything from door repair and replacement to access controls and CCTV cameras, as well as traditional locksmithing services. The Flying Locksmiths of Columbus can handle all your physical security needs. Text or call 800-649-KEYS or go to flyinglocksmiths.com.
At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car. From brakes to tires to oil to everything. You can count on Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. So, whether your check engine light just went on or you remembered that it's time for your regularly scheduled oil change, now is the time to head over to your locally owned and operated Midas. We'll tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Come on by and see us. For brakes, tires, oil, everything. Trust the Midas touch.
Celebrating 25 years of great radio.
Great radio? I can't read that with a straight face. They don't pay me enough.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. Getting fatter and angrier by the minute. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone, before we get to the Mitch Trubisky, Matt Nagy stuff.
Yeah.
The Charlotte Hornets, or as I like to call them, the Chalehone, by themselves in a bit of a pickle.
Oh, they do.
They have suspended play-by-play radio announcer John Fock. F-O-C-K-E?
Okay.
I may find myself in a pickle after trying to say his last name again. But
Let's just call him Johnny F. from now on.
All right. He used the N-word in a tweet Monday afternoon.
Yikes.
He said it was the result of a misfortunate typo while commenting on Game 1 of the Jazz Nuggets playoff series. Here's the tweet. He said, shot making in this Jazz / N-word game is awesome. Murray and Mitchell going back and forth. What a game. Now, he said he doesn't know how he made that typo and I don't know how it happened. He doesn't use that word, and maybe he didn't, and this is just very unfortunate. But allow me just to present something, just a little anecdotal story that may have nothing to do with anything. So, you know, I assume everyone who's married has little slang that you use with your spouse, right? I know that Kristen and I have slang words that we use that have been evolved over the years. One of the things we say to each other, instead of saying love ya, we just sort of have morphed it into this word luva over the years, right? So I end a lot of my text messages with her. I just say luva, and at first my phone didn't recognize that word, but now I've used it so often, I've trained my phone to recognize that word.
Right.
So it'll just pop up every now and then. And perhaps John F word guy had the intention of typing in nuggets, but maybe his phone suggested something else, another word that is used quite often in his text conversations.
Yeah,
again, I don't know, but I also don't know how you can accidentally type that. It's not like your phone is going to autocorrect that. Unless you have the KKK's phone plan.
I just was going to say, like, where did you get your phone from if that's what it autocorrects to? I don't know, man. It's such a weird story because when you read that particular tweet, if you've seen it, it is clear as day there's no intention on his part to drop an N-bomb.
No. He didn't mean to do it there.
Right. But the unfortunate thing is for Charlotte is I don't know what you're supposed to do when you see someone who represents your organization posting that word in 2020, anytime. But, you know, obviously everyone is aware how awful that word is, how it's not supposed to be a part of our vocabulary. And then you have the explanation being, I don't know how this came out from a tweet that I sent. I don't know how this got corrected to that word. I have sent plenty of mistyped tweets in my day, but I usually what Twitter does or what your phone does is just leaves the word alone that you tweeted or you texted wrongly. You know, it just leaves it alone and it doesn't make sense. It's gibberish. Sometimes it will autocorrect it to a different word. Like if you're trying to say, you know, that was a good game, sometimes it will say they is a good game. I've had that happen to me a couple times. I think they're in a tough spot because what are they supposed to do here other than assume that it's something that his phone has recognized? Now, that's not fair to him because genuinely, there could have been just the worst of ever coincidences in the history of the world.
Absolutely.
It's possible that that happened. I don't know how you sort through that. Maybe someone who is like a forensic technical expert, that's probably who they're going to have to call, right? They're going to have to call someone from CSI or something.
Oh, sorry, we're busy with all the murders and homicides we have to solve.
Okay, I'm just saying there is someone who can investigate that, who could look into it and say, ah, yes, we can look through his phone or we can tell something here that says, yeah, this is not right. And if it was a genuine thing that happened from this guy where he never uses that word and it's hard to prove a negative, right? But maybe if there's a way he could give his phone over to someone, they could look through it and say, yeah, there's no record of any keystrokes that even closely resemble that. It's hard to tell how this happened. I don't know, man. It's
and Urban Meyer also has to just hand over his phone. Just because.
Again, a lot of phone handing over. All I know is that is a terrible situation, and I don't envy anyone who is involved in it.
Well, sucks to be you, John F. Word, but we're going to move on. Talk about my favorite professional football team, the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. There's a little bit of buzz coming out of this about how you've actually got some good news for Mitchell Trubisky.
Mike. Oh, yeah. What's the good news? That when no one's chasing him, he can actually make throws downfield?
Yeah. According to Matt Nagy, he said about Mitchell Trubisky, who, of course, locked in a quarterback battle with Nick Foles, said, quote, whatever he's doing, there's just a great intention for him right now to play quarterback the best that he can.
All right.
Mike, this is the thing with Mitchell Trubisky, and I want you to zero in on this. When he was playing quarterback before, he wasn't intending to. Mm-hmm. He had no intentions of playing quarterback.
Is that an advanced metric? Intention?
No, intention. Yeah, you can tell he had no intention of playing quarterback is what Matt Nagy's trying to say. But now, this is something that Mitchell Trubisky has worked into his game in the offseason, is intention to play quarterback. So Matt Nagy said, He's got intention for him right now to play quarterback the best he can and not worry about anything else.
Did Matt Nagy learn that word in one of his leadership books that he read in the offseason? Because he's one of these guys. He's one of these guys that like reads biographies on generals, and then he takes that and, you know, creates football coach jargon out of it.
He does that and then fails miserably as a football coach.
Well, that's all right.
That's okay. That's how he applies it.
His intention was good, though.
Yeah. He said, Mitch right now is in a place mentally that I really just feel like is really good. Something I learned a long time ago is when you're like saying something and you keep going back to adjectives that don't really mean anything, like really. If you just say, I really just really, really feel like it's really, really, really good. That means you don't have a way to describe accurately what you're trying to imbibe with feeling. So you're just giving us more reallys. That's what Matt Nagy is doing right now, is saying, no, Mitchell Trubisky really, really, really is doing well. He's really doing well. It kind of sounds like Matt Nagy is really trying to sell us on a quarterback competition that he knows is not going to be Mitch Trubisky.
Is it any coincidence, too, that Mitch Trubisky, who is known as being a mental weakling, right, where he had to be told not to speak to the media because it hurt his feelings too much?
Yeah, that whole thing was bizarre.
But he hasn't faced really any negativity from anybody in the last 5 months. Well, of course he's in a better headspace. Until the first time he does something wrong, he has to answer questions for that and then gets in the fetal position again.
Yeah, I do think that being a quarterback in the NFL, as much as it has to do with physical ability and your mental acuity to read defenses, process information quickly, and make throws, there is something about that ability to wipe it off and start all over again.
Ask Baker Mayfield about that. He just had the quotes the other day where he said he got lost last season in his own mind. Why? Because things are going so well?
No, because they're going poorly. And there are guys, every quarterback goes through that at some point where it doesn't go well. Maybe it's something where you're a very successful quarterback, but then you get to the playoffs and you can't get it done. See, like an Andy Dalton. I don't know. But every quarterback goes through that at some level where they reach a point where it's not going the way that they thought it would. How do you go back out the next play, the next series, the next game, and recover from that and not focus on it and not press and just go out? Because there's no way I see that you can mentally be concerned about all the naysayers and everybody who's negative about you and everybody saying how bad you are and then go play football in the NFL. I don't know how you can play quarterback in the NFL. Like, it doesn't make sense unless you can block all that out and focus on the task at hand. And it doesn't seem like Mitch Trubisky has the ability to do that.
Back page coming up. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. An accident that we are still watching on the roads. You'll find a crash blocking the shoulder of 71 northbound after 270. It is taking a little bit to get this clear. Plan on some slowdowns in the meantime as traffic continues to build. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute delay over here and continue to use caution. This traffic report is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they power family road trips. They power bedtime stories. They do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. They help their neighbors power their lives. Visit them in store, curbside, and at batteriesplus.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Paneltown and Floors. Their experienced staff, unparalleled customer focus, extensive knowledge, and unmatched selection will take your flooring visions to reality. Paneltown.com.
I can't wait to put my new Roku TV and futon to good use at college. And I can't wait to meet my roommates. Or, you know, hang out with the ones I've been living with for years.
However you go back, we've got your back. The Walmart College Shop is your one-stop shop for everything you need, like must-have tech and can't live without college essentials for less, with free two-day delivery or free curbside pickup. Walmart. Free delivery available in 2 business days. $35 minimum. Free curbside pickup available for orders over $35. Restrictions apply.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation fee.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Maybe you're at the point in your life where you've had enough conversation about the Buckeyes. If so, you're really going to hate this show. The 11 Warriors Radio Hour. Wednesday night at 8.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
The Fan.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia. On Route 23 in Lewis Center, 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down, 84 months at 4.19% APR, plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
I look at it every single day, and I'm in awe.
That's Tracy talking about her amazing diamond ring from Diamonds Direct.
Better than anything I could ever imagine. Just fantastic. The biggest compliment is everybody says I've never seen anything like it.
And the shopping experience at Diamonds Direct?
Very laid back. Not one time did we feel like we were being pressured. Not one time did we feel like we were being asked to extend a budget we did not have. In fact, it was almost the opposite. Like, we completely respect the budget that you guys have. Let us see if we can make something work.
And how about the free service for life at Diamonds Direct?
I come back about once a month, and I have them clean it, re-dip it so it's all shiny and new, and they will clean it every day if I walk down here every day. They're fantastic.
These days, Tracy walks around with Diamonds Direct business cards in her purse.
Speaking of to strangers, when people say, where did you get that? I go, here, this is where I got it. And they always go, oh, I hear the ads, but I've never been in there. I'm like, go in.
Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
There's nothing like this anywhere else that I've seen.
Get directions, store hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
On Polaris Parkway.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
OSU football preview special, even though technically we have no football, is coming up at the top of the hour. That shouldn't stop you from enjoying Skip Mossick and Paul Keels and Jim Lachey live from Skip's basement. And then the Buckeye Show's coming up at 7 o'clock. One of the fine hosts of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hull. Well, he is the host of the Buckeye Show. No.
There you go. That's right.
You guys, man and bone, what's going on?
What did you abbreviate the Orlando Magic today?
Oh, stop it. I called him the Jick, okay? I'm messing with bone.
Hey, guys.
I'm messing with negative bone.
It's the Jick.
Jick?
Yeah. Now, I got yelled at by Timmy over the weekend because I received a question, which I think
Porchmark guy.
Yeah. I believe this question needs to be addressed so we can do it here. Mike, I don't know if you're familiar with my rule, but when it comes to like Oktoberfest beers, you know, all the pumpkin,
I've heard this many times.
Right. I don't like to crack those open, even though you can start to find them in the late summer. My rule typically is until there is some college football being played, I don't like to crack one of those open. For me, I don't judge.
I love that rule. I think that's a great rule, Bone.
Right. So I had one of our listeners tweeted in and said, hey, what's your ruling on this? Is, you know, because there may not be any college football, or at least may not be any Buckeye football. How do you feel? And I said, look, the rules don't apply this year. It's 2020. It's been a terrible year. You want to do porters in the summer. You want to do porch margs is what I said in the winter. Everything's fair
what
play.
What does that mean?
Margaritas.
Exactly.
Margaritas. Wow. Oh, people call margaritas margs. That's not a new. I didn't come up with that. I heard that from somewhere. That's not like yours, Tim, where you just start saying things that no one knows. That's one that I've heard out in the wild. That's not. That's
you
something
mean
I made up.
To tell me that we won't hang around, what is it, Amway Arena, whatever the hell it is down there in Orlando. We won't find any group of dudes just going with the jick instead of the magic. Probably not.
No, we're not going to find anybody.
That. No, no one calls them that. No one
That's
calls
stupid.
Them that.
Why would anybody say the jick?
No one, no one would
sense.
Ever.
You actually
no
have to be careful saying it. That didn't sound like
I don't,
other,
I
other
actually
bad
makes
things.
Me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's not good. Could wind up by... Wind up like F oh just how it sounds Focker Focker yeah that whatever.
Tim, you're making me very nervous in this segment, buddy. I got to tell you, we just had you on for a nice little crosstalk, and instead you're making me very nervous. What is coming up on the Buckeye Show at 7 o'clock tonight?
Coming up tonight, we've got Randy Wade, Sean Wade's father, doing something where he's on his way to Chicago. So we'll talk about that. We'll do a little college football pulse, biggest headlines around the Big Ten and beyond. And who does this, if there is truly going to be no football for the Buckeyes this fall, who's it going to suck the most for? You could gauge it for different guys who it means more to. We'll discuss that and a little social media roundup with everything going on in Buckeye land tonight as well.
All right, so top of the hour, OSU football preview special, even though as of now we have no OSU football to preview. But they're going to do it anyway. Then at 7 o'clock, it's the Buckeyes show. And then 8 o'clock tonight, Inside the Crew. But now, it's the Back Page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone! All right, man. So in Escanaba, Michigan, a bald eagle was flying around. And a bald eagle, of course, you know, air superiority is the name of the game. When it comes to bald eagles, right? They don't take any crap from anyone. It's not a hawk out there, an owl. The bald eagle
it's
rules
a national
the skies.
Bird. They shouldn't
right,
take any crap from anybody.
They shouldn't, right. So you can't be surprised if you're working in the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy Division when they were using a drone to map out some parts of the Upper Peninsula and get an idea of how the shoreline was eroding and just kind of, you know, using the drone technology to get a bird's eye view, literally, of what's going on with the coastline there for Michigan, the Upper Peninsula. Had the drone out. Bald Eagle saw this drone and apparently thought, not today, pal. Bald Eagle attacked the drone, knocked it out of the sky. That's right. It's the Anthony Schlegel of bald eagles. But it swooped in. This attack happened on July 21st. The drone was mapping this shoreline erosion. And it's something that would actually, believe it or not, something that would help the bald eagle is the drone mapping this because, of
he
course,
doesn't
that helps.
Know that, though. He just
I know
he
does,
sees
I know
something
he,
he wants to take down.
I know he doesn't. But Hunter King was the drone pilot who works for this environmental agency, and he said they had done about just 10 minutes or so of mapping when suddenly they had a problem with satellite uplink, whatever, from the drone. It wasn't reading properly, so he hit the command to bring it back. And as it was coming back, he said he's watching it on the camera. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it just falls from the sky. Apparently, this eagle knocked one of the propellers off of the drone, causing it to plummet to the earth. It fell about 150 feet off the coast into the water where they could not retrieve it. But they said, yeah, it was pretty shocking. They never seen that happen. They're trying to figure out now how to disguise this drone so it doesn't look like a seagull, because apparently eagles attack seagulls. They are territorial. They don't like it when the seagulls fly by. So they think this eagle mistook that for a seagull, and that's why it attacked. So got to be careful if you're a drone pilot and you got a bald eagle around. You may not have a drone for very long.
Thank you, Bone.
You're welcome.
The yuppers of the Upper Peninsula, right?
Yes, the
Oopers?
The Upers?
I don't know. OSU football special is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow after the Jackets game. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. One accident to watch out for on the roads right now. You're going to find a crash still blocking the shoulder of 71 northbound after 270. An early crash now on the right burn, but traffic is still slow as it recovers in that area. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute slowdown, and please continue to use caution. This traffic report is sponsored by Everstream, the business-only fiber network. At Everstream, the business-only fiber network, they believe business deserves better. Everstream's full-service approach to business connectivity delivers the speed and reliability that businesses demand. Everstream, faster fiber, better business. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $18.50 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, Ohio. Everybody knows there are things in life that make total sense, like switching to Geico. They offer 24/7 access to licensed agents and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Other things make no sense, like chicken fingers. Last time I checked, birds don't have fingers. And don't get me started on buffalo wings.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. You could save a lot, and they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV. Geico also has discounts for military and federal employees.
But it makes no sense that the word abbreviation is so long.
On the other hand, it still makes total sense to switch to Geico. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. They even have local agents you can meet face-to-face.
Conversely, it makes no sense that a doctor's workplace is called a practice. Aren't they supposed to be done practicing after med school?
So, Ohio, it makes sense to switch to Geico. Online, over the phone, or with your local agent.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's summer sticker sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Now at Panera Bread, get a You Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I'm sure he does, lady.
But this is abnormal behavior.
That doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth,
mm-hmm.
and the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
to retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that, a kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you
that
step in
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's yeah, that's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.